This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Ding. Dong.
You would make an excellent butler.
What are you doing over there?
Wouldn't he?
You were all like discombobulated before we were going on the A.
If only Rob would run to action when we actually needed something done on the show.
Right.
I stripped off my hoodie before
the show. You tore it off is
Thank
what you
Christ
did.
You did it.
Threw it in a ball in the corner, and right as we were starting the show, there's Rob over there picking it up, straightening it up, taking it out to hang it up.
Hang it up. I mean, that's what you do with clothes, Don.
That's right.
He's a neatnik that way.
It's a hoodie.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you took it off.
Now, why don't you normally don't go just with t-shirt. What is the are you warm?
I am getting hot flashes.
What does that mean?
Is it the change? Are you going through the change?
Hey, hold on a second. Seriously. Sweat. See this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
It's a hot flash. I feel like a chick.
Or malaria.
Have you gotten any more today?
I got the last one 12 hours ago.
So, like, they really do come and go.
I did wake up at 3:22 a.m.
Wow.
And had to take my shirt off, settle down, chicks. I had to sit up in bed, peel my T-shirt off, and lay there with just my undies on.
Really?
Yeah, and it just struck me again now.
Wow.
You should have called me. I would have come and hung up your T-shirt.
Looks very rugged with just the T-shirt on.
It does. Tough guy.
Ay, ay, ay. Look at that. Sweat.
Yeah, and it's
sweat.
Not hot in here.
I'm going to need a mop.
No, it's temperate.
Quite
very
the,
nice.
It's not. It's temperate.
Pleasant.
Temperate said the polar bear. It's quite temperate. 33 degrees below zero.
Anyway, Christ, I should be on Designing Women. Really.
Apparently so.
I've said it for years.
You're flushed. You got a hot flash.
What the hell is wrong with me? Menopause.
Men get it, don't they? Haven't there been stories about the fact that men get it?
Manopause.
There are theories.
Manopause.
Mm-hmm. I have to have something like that. I might as well face it. I'm almost 50, and this is what I believe some men go through. Buzz, what it was like? What was it like for you?
It's been so long ago, I don't remember.
Did we make a big deal out of your 50th?
I think so. It's been so long ago, I've forgotten.
Were you guys together for the 50th?
Well, Buzz has worked with us for how many years now?
Like 40, I think. 40,
40 years? Uh-huh. So, no, we weren't here for his 50th.
No. Now, who'd you work with before us, Buzz?
I don't remember. It's been so long. I worked by myself. I was a loner.
Okay, I just turned Buzz's microphone off as a penalty. Because seriously.
Yeah, really. I mean, sometimes just the basic amount of thought is required.
Buzz, here, for future reference, Abe Lincoln would have been a good answer. I mean, if you're really stuck for someone.
Go ahead and ask me.
Mike?
Yes.
Who'd you work with?
American Communist Party.
God damn, I am sweaty.
This is a very interesting start to the show today.
Mm. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Really,
feeling a little, if I may, I'm feeling a little bit ill at ease. I just came from the suit store. I bought a suit.
Actually fanning me right now.
Yes.
Listen to that.
Excuse me.
Sound of air.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
Hold on. Can I just get cooled off for a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wonderful.
How about the other side?
Sure. You big clod.
Now can I hang up your sweatshirt?
No.
Damn it.
Hi, Mike. What was interesting?
I bought a fat suit. I had to get a suit. I'm going to the Marine Corps ball on Friday night, and I had to buy a suit. I had to buy a suit in a size that I said I'd never buy. A fat suit.
A full
class Charlie fat suit.
Just so nobody thinks that you're talking about like the suit that Eddie Murphy puts on.
No, I'm talking about a suit that you wear when you're fat.
Okay. Let's start the show, and then we can get into all of that.
All right.
I'm sorry that my hot flash momentarily distracted the beginning of the show.
That's okay. You'll get better. You'll get better.
Good golly, where's Holly?
Oh.
She's out on the road.
They gave her a theme now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, good golly, where is Holly? That is the question, really,
yeah,
we're trying to answer all week, but especially today, and here's the clue.
Okay, here it goes again.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Oh, now they're
to
doing
you.
A Where in the
and
World Is?
Yeah. Great. I heard there was a Good Golly, Where's Holly think tank going on back there.
There was.
And that all. Yeah. That you guys were all discussing.
All right. Shut now up. She's starting to believe the press.
No,
Jesus,
we're
shut
not,
up.
We're not starting the show with Holly. Oh. We're not going to start with Holly.
God.
Here you go. Let's get sexed up, everybody.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too?
Right on.
The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader. In color. Rated R.
Independent.
No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
Ooh. Let's watch another skin flick.
They're rich. They're beautiful. And now they're looking for some new kicks.
Yep.
Three gorgeous sisters and their governess who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
This music.
The Swingin' Pussycats.
Yeah.
The amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more perrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
Are the perfect household pets.
Swingin' Pussycats.
Trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats.
Yeah.
In color from Hemisphere Pictures.
Hemisphere.
Let's watch another one. Another skin flick.
They're flying high from one city
naughty
to
stewardesses.
Another and one man to another.
Mike, excuse me.
Yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Bedroom stewardesses.
It's naughty cheerleaders.
They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do.
Yeah, baby.
Just relax. And let these girls make all the plans.
Yeah, baby.
You'll just love it. And they'll just love you.
Love it.
All night long.
Yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Stewardesses.
Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses.
Independent International.
For the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses. Rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent
from Independent International.
Not to be confused with...
It's the Big Triple Stewardess Show.
Oh, yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses plus blazing stewardesses and naughty stewardesses.
Naughty stewardesses. There it is.
All three for the first time in one super show. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way.
Sure.
The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans.
Yeah.
You'll just love it. You've never seen so many pretty girls all at one time before.
Pretty girls.
And each one is eager to please you. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses plus Blazing Stewardesses and Naughty Stewardesses.
Naughty Stewardesses.
Three together for the first time. In color, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independence
International.
But really, if you're going to work it, let's get out the mother of all of them.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
With females for hire.
Hire.
And it's a lot more than you have ever
you
seen.
You bet it is.
Yes.
Bow, 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 bow.
Makes that
they're hookers.
Hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here. All
bow,
of it.
Bow, bow.
With everything left in and nothing
bow,
left
bow,
out.
Bow, bow.
The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace. The buyers and the sellers.
Sellers.
The conners and the con.
The conners.
The dream and the nightmare.
Bow, bow,
I said it. For hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire.
Fire.
With females for hire.
From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
All right, baby.
Now I'm turned on.
What you see is what you get with females for hire.
Awesome!
I'm
shouting all about love.
One question.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
I'm not sure. Oh, that's funny, Clay.
Gracias.
Oh, right.
Why, you mother-grabbing Beth?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Or a word from Al Roker.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Al Roker. That's not Al Roker.
That's Al Ray. He's a God-fearing man.
This is Al Roker.
And, of course, one of my favorites, the blue-footed booby. And who doesn't like saying blue-footed booby? And once again, let's all say together, blue-footed
boobies.
Booby.
Mommy, boobies.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Ew.
Now I'm mad.
And as always, we serve the public.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Ha-ha.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Whoa.
What glorious goo.
What does that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Okay.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hey, give us a call.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Awesome. Where's Big Ed in all this mess?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are. Hi, Ed. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
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 MHK.
E-R. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Joe?
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Years ago.
Hi there, cats and kittens. Don and Mike Show, and it's Tuesday. Phone number, same as it was yesterday.
Doesn't feel like a Tuesday.
877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Howdy, what's happening?
Hey, Mike.
I'm here.
Hey, did you buy your suit from Thornton Mellon's?
Yes, I bought it from Thornton Mellon's Big and Fat. Tall and fat. It's tall and fat, right?
Call me when you have no class.
Hey, I'm Thornton Mellon at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat Store.
Marine biology.
No, it just was really, crazy. You know, if it's any consolation, the jacket fit, but the pants were way too big. That's no consolation to me, though. That's still like a clown. It's like a Gleason suit. And away we go.
Have a good one.
I just can't have anything that's on my body that's snug. I can't do that. I cannot put a suit jacket on that's snug. And so I decided I'd go with a slightly fatter jacket for my little shindig that I have to go to on Friday night. I'm very frustrated.
What color is it?
It's black.
It's mustard.
And then I bought two. I bought one that's black and one with a little pattern in it. Stripes.
Vertical.
Yeah. Actually, little tiny anchors. Like you're familiar with the sport coat in Jaws?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have that little Kittner boy. Come spilling all over onto the dock.
Some sort of half-assed autopsy.
Did you go to the fat guy place?
Went right next door. Went right next door to see my buddy over there.
Oh, so you
the guy that was on the show. Remember when I took Super Dave over there?
Men's Warehouse.
I wish I remember the guy's name. Damn it, I should. That's terrible.
Technically, then, you didn't have to go to a fat man store.
Yeah, but they got big fat stuff over there now. They got really fat. I mean, really fat. Like, if I'd been in a normal men's store, I wouldn't have been able to get that jacket size.
Don't they have a nice name for it? Isn't it the executive cut?
Executive cut.
Yeah, that's what they
That's
like.
What I did. I got the executive cut.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Everybody's there. I get them hot flashes, too, and I take vitamin D and calcium. It makes them go away lickety-split-like.
I can bring you vitamin D. I got me the vitamin D if you need that.
I feel plenty like the pussy man, though, having because now it's gone.
Ah, good.
Now it's
yeah,
gone.
I mean, you're not listening anymore.
No, it was like right before the show happened. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to put on your, you're going to have to get your valet to get your coveralls or whatever the hell they are. Your pullover.
I have it at the ready, Siren.
It's called a hoodie.
A hoodie.
Hoodie.
Back in the day, we called that a sweatshirt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I thought you guys would be on reruns with the writer strike and all. You guys are genius.
Yeah, we are here. All of this is ad-libbed.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Amazing that we're doing this right off the top of our heads, isn't it?
Hello,
or
sir.
Hang up.
He's on strike.
Just go away.
Well, see, if the writers were here, he'd have his line.
Uh-huh. I'd be ready to go. Like, well, that's not what your mom said. And then there'd be a paragraph.
With all those great mom jokes. Last night when I got home, it's amazing how things somehow in a relationship continue and like hopscotch over a day. I got mentioned to you, the only pimple on the ass of another beautiful weekend, an otherwise beautiful weekend, was when Janet said to me right at the end of the Colts-Patriots game, mm-hmm. and only the most important football game of all time this week, when we got into the whole discussion about the kneel down. And if it's fair or not. Well, yesterday, got home. Now, she had called during a break. She was not pleased that I had referred to her as, I think, monkey is an ugly word.
Sure is.
But I used it. I said that it was like trying to watch the game with a monkey.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you left last evening, I know you had a bit of an evening to look forward to.
Yeah, so I got home, and she was not in a great mood, and she's cool about me talking about her on the air and understands that I will take the truth and stretch it, but in this case, I really didn't, and for whatever reason, she lit my fuse about this, and I said, but we've let it go now, and she said, great, and I went in the other room, and she was nice enough to make me a cocktail, and I turned the football game on, and she was nice enough to bring me in a plate with food, and we normally sit and watch the game together, and she's a gigantic Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yes.
Even though she doesn't know about the kneel-down rule, big Steelers fan, and they were on last night.
So no discussion took place over the discussions?
Well, what happens is she comes in and she's got my food.
Yeah.
Got the tray, little plate of the nice dinner she made, and she said, well, I hope you like it. And I said, aren't you going to watch the game with me? Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to be a distraction to you.
Okay. All right, so it was brought up right away then.
Yeah, so it was starting over.
Still living.
She's talking about calling during the show, and she brought that up.
And it worked its way from when she called during the show that she doesn't really care about that. She let that roll off her back.
You would have been uncomfortable if she hadn't brought it up. Am I right about that? I mean, you needed to have some closure on that that little moment.
Yeah, but as it turns out, the way that she wanted to spin it by the time that I got home was not that she was upset that I had talked about part of our life and she didn't like that I referred to her as a lovable monkey.
a lovable monkey, that's right.
She last night wanted to continue the real-life drama from Sunday night during the whole kneel-down thing.
She wanted to revert back to that one.
Yeah, I said, why won't you watch the game with me? And she said, I don't want to be a distraction, like with the kneel down. And I said, please, would you stop it with the kneel down? And she said, I just want you to know something. I don't think it's fair. And I said,
she doesn't think the downing the ball is fair?
Right. I said,
or the kneel down is
fair. I said, okay. Well, I called it the kneel down. I said, okay, that's fine. You don't think it's fair. Mm-hmm. And she said, did you hear what they said about the Steelers? I'm like, no. She said, I was listening in the other room, and they were saying that the Steelers, the old-time Steelers, were football players, and the Steel Curtain and Terry Bradshaw, and they wouldn't do that. She said, that's all I'm telling you, is that I'm about playing football and not cheating at football. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be a distraction to you, so you go ahead and enjoy the game and have your food.
I'm inclined, as far as on a specific rule issue, to agree with her 100%.
Oh, Mike!
I think at the end of a football game, they ought to have to at least run a play.
That is why you've got the kneel-down victory formation.
But you see, it's impossible virtually impossible for anything to go wrong on that play.
That is why
I think they have that play. I think they would have the thrill that baseball has if they actually eliminated that, because you could actually go down to the wire with the chance of a fumble or something like that.
You're a sports fan.
Yes.
You know the Joe Pisarcik thing. You know the Herm
Edwards was that not a phenomenal game? Don't you still talk about that game?
The reason that you don't see that happening now is that they kneel down. Who cares?
Well, what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be, if you were on the opposing line and you've got, in the case of, I don't know what game I was watching, maybe it was New England and the Colts, where it was a minute and a half, a minute and 40 seconds. Yeah. And it's a minute and 40 seconds of kneeling down, and it's kind of a drag.
If the other team was so dumb they wasted their timeouts,
yeah.
Too bad.
So you're saying no changes at all as far as, what if the rule was simply this? They had to make forward progress.
Mike, you're killing me here.
Why?
Because you're taking her side.
I'm not taking her side. I'm saying that I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to eliminate that from the end of a football game. It makes for a very wimpy end to a wonderful athletic contest.
If you have kicked somebody's ass up and down a football field all day long and they don't have any timeouts left, screw them, F them, stand up and kneel so that you don't fumble. And plus, it's a nice way to shove it in their face. It really is.
I'm just saying, if the opposing team had like a moment where there was just the very smallest amount of hope, you know, and it was, say it was quarterback sneaks, even the quarterback having to fall forward into the line.
But yeah, because what you're saying is, in essence, the team that's on defense, because they've played well during the game, they should be penalized at the very end.
Well, now hold on a second. You're saying the team played well. There are a lot of factors that go into a football game, not the least of which is luck.
Let's talk about the Colts-Patriots.
Okay.
How it ended up. It ended up that the Colts...
That was a very long period of time, was it? Now, wasn't that minute 40 had to...
Yeah. The Colts shot their wad. They didn't have any timeouts. They had no way to stop the clock.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if... something had happened, though, like at the end. Oh, my God, it's a fumble, and they've got 10 seconds left to get the football.
Let's see what Rob Cosell has to say.
I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
If it is illegal, if you make the rule change that it's illegal to do that, would you also outlaw spiking the ball to stop the clock if you're out of timeouts?
No. No, because that is actually an attempt to stop the clock to actually win the game. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it really wouldn't be the same thing. It's a slight modification of
the point.
It's
is,
a
though,
slight modification of, instead of taking any, you have to at least make forward progress.
No, you don't. But the rules say,
or attempt to make forward progress.
And here's the deal.
Well, I know the rules say that now.
The Patriots had like a minute 40. If you think it's 40 seconds in between, what are you playing with your hand for?
I'm getting a little callus that I'm trying to pick off with my bottle cap. I'm sorry. Is that bothering you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, it's a strange day. You're having hot flashes, and I don't want to do anything to upset you. I'm just, especially since we're having this wonderful spirited debate.
I have had hot flashes for a long time, mister.
Really?
I just haven't.
Well, you never tore off your hoodie at the beginning of a show like that. But it's gone now, right?
What, the hot flash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I just got the red ass.
Do you want me to stop doing what I'm doing?
With your hand?
It's just, see that little callus that I've got right there? Mm. It's from constantly, you know, years of that
pleasure. That's right.
You know, and finally I worked myself up at Dallas.
Yeah.
No, what were you going to say about the kneeling?
I don't know. watching the National Geographic Channel sometimes.
Why? What am I doing?
We've got our cameras hidden on this Moloch. This creature.
As I groom myself.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that thing.
That look at what? What, Elvis? You got a nice hole in your thumb.
And I should get some good stuff for this.
You should get some good stuff for that.
No, but are you amenable to an occasional adjustment of the rules to tweak the game a little bit?
No. No need to tweak it, Mike. It's a perfect game as it is. Let me. I'm going to run the risk now. I don't want to alienate Janet. So I'm going to take her out of this. Any man who is a football fan and knowledgeable about such things and wants to change it, in my humble estimation, is an uber pussy.
Oh, now I resent
that. And does not understand.
I totally resent that.
And does not understand
football.
Does not understand the strategic part of football and the chess match that is football. And part of it is, if the other guy doesn't have the timeouts, too bad. That's like if you're playing chess and you have somebody trapped in on checkmate and you go, Oh, come on. Why can't the guy just jump over like we're playing checkers and go boom, boom, boom?
Yeah, but I believe all athletic contests, you know, all games are man-made and invented, and they can be modified. Mm-hmm. I think they can be modified.
I believe the future is our children.
Taking a knee is not cheating because it's well within the rules. I did not say that. What I said was it might be interesting if an actual play had to be run.
Well, I think it might be interesting if, gee whiz, in baseball, if they had to throw all the pitches within 20 seconds, and I think it would be interesting if they hit a home run that went over 500 feet if it counted worth 7 runs. And I wish that, my God, if you had a left-handed pitcher and the team was down by 12 runs in the eighth inning, well, they could bat 2 ups if they wanted to, just to catch up.
Well, you're making all those up, and those are silly changes. I'm actually proposing, you know, actually having just a tiny modification. You'd be doing the same thing. As soon as contact was made, you know, the ball would be down. As soon as contact was made.
If you aren't
Don't they have to be touched by the opposing team?
No,
when he takes a knee, doesn't another guy have to come by and touch him?
No, all you got to do is kneel down. Kneel down. It's the
So you don't even need contact.
Correct. Have you watched a game?
Yeah, I've watched lots of games.
Okay, well, that's
I don't really pay attention at the, you know, I'm out in the refrigerator if there's, you know, if it gets to the point where they're taking a knee with 2 minutes left.
I know, I'm buying a suit. Okay?
I don't think it's all that unusual to say that, hey, that wouldn't it be fun just to give that one last chance to the other
please.
Team?
You beat the other guy's ass up and down the field all day long. No, you beat their ass. You've got the
if
right
you're on
to
the
do
losing
that.
End of that, if you're on the losing end of that, don't you feel that little... Like when there's a minute and 40 seconds, isn't it the most horrible feeling in the world? Because
yeah.
you're sitting there watching the 1 minute and 40 seconds
yeah,
tick off the clock, and it's tick, 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 and you have no chance at all.
Isn't it too bad that your team was so effed up?
Do you keep putting – I'm saying it's your team.
No. Whoever it is that you're talking about.
You're making it sound like I'm you know, I'm taking for both sides
Mike,
here.
Whatever team it is, no, you're trying to politic this on me, and you're not going
to
win.
I swear to God I'm not trying to politic it.
I'm saying whatever it is.
Let me say this.
Team it is you are rooting for, you being you the listener, okay, the guy that doesn't have the ball, too bad. Stop the clock. That's how you get the ball back. You stop the clock.
This is what all I'm saying. I'm saying, is that not a kind of a slow, if you're on the losing end, isn't that a very, like, uneventful time of the
game? Life's not fair, Mike. And life's not fair. I'm sorry that everything can't be as exciting as a 4-hour baseball game.
Well, baseball, here's the difference between football and baseball.
Please.
You are not, you know, you're talking, yes, 4 hours, absolutely right. You know why? Because there is not a clock involved. And you never, ever, ever know. Bottom of the ninth, 8-0, your team's down, 2 outs, you never know. It's highly improbable, but it is not impossible. And there you have crystallized what I love about the great American pastime.
Whatever.
I know. That is what I love. That is what I love about it. I love the fact that really, even with a blowout, you don't know if, you know, you really don't know. It ain't over until, you know, that last pitch. Okay. I'm not putting down football.
No, you're not. You're a man for all seasons.
I like football.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hello, what's happening?
Saying nothing.
Yeah, that used to not be a rule. Back in the old days, they didn't do that. But technically, you can down the ball anywhere on the field by putting a knee, whether it's a punt or...
Don't say that. That'll upset Mike.
Well, they do it on kickoffs, too. And I think that's
Let's do away with that as well, Mike.
Absolutely. You know, tough beans if the ball's 8 yards back in the end zone. You know, you run that sucker. You got a field goal kicker that kicks it. If he wants it on that 20-yard line, he has to kick it out of the end zone.
Why do batters wear helmets then?
Because they're pussies.
Thank you.
It's the same thing. Okay. Same thing as that guy. Take it easy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I propose no intentional walks in baseball.
I agree. I agree with that one.
Oh, my God.
I hate that one, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Mike, you're a mole, man. The defense has a chance to stop them on their last set of downs.
I believe I already said that to him, sir. He will not.
Why don't you take care of that youngster, all right? Why don't you take care of that youngster while you're throwing around Mo? And I'm not a Mo.
Oh, he called you a Mo.
He called me a Mo.
Yes, he did.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, F you.
Good for you, you big Mo.
And that wasn't for the caller.
You big Mo. Mike,
I'm not a Mo.
You're a Mo.
I am not a Mo.
Don and Mike show. Hello. And goodbye.
Mm-hmm. No need to pay attention.
Hi, Don and Mike Hello. Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, Radio yeah. God.
Hey.
Hey, what about that special play that Herm Edwards scored against the Giants?
Jesus, get with it, all right? On, really, Mr. Slow?
Where's that
God.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, the one we talked about yesterday and today at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, that one. Anyway, not that it was a big deal, Jan and I ended up watching the game together.
Oh, good.
Had a very nice night. That's all. Then we did the kneel down. In bed.
I'm you sorry know. I said it.
We did the kneel down. We did the victory for
So everything got worked out then?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good.
Hello, thanks. Don and Mike Show, you helped me out a lot, Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Well, I'm not. I'm not trying. I'm trying to just.
No, you know what it's going to be?
I'm not. You know, you think I.
She
you
happens,
know, you accuse me of helping me out in politicking. I'm not. What do you think I'm doing? Trying to get on her good side?
If she happened to be listening today, I know that tonight when I will go home, one of the things that I will hear is, well, Mike agrees with me.
No, I don't, because she said it was cheating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Semantics.
Hey, you guys have really been talking about Jerry Seinfeld in the B-movie lately. I was wondering, last night I caught that horrible HP commercial with Jerry Seinfeld in it. I was wondering if you guys had seen it.
That's one where they just show his body?
His hands, right?
And then he goes, oh, gotta go, message from DreamWorks.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Full of himself.
That thing made me sick.
Yeah, serves him right.
B-movie. I went to see American Gangster last night.
And?
Long.
Two and a half hours, right?
Long movie. Wow. Good movie. I was into it. Carla wasn't. It was a very, very long movie.
Wow.
And a stereotype was shattered last night. You know, I'm here to say I know that for years, for decades, African Americans, our black brothers, have believed that they have the stereotype of movie talking. I am here to say that it has now been shifted to the Asian people. They can be just as good at movie talking than the brothers. And, you know, it happens to you all the time when you go in there. It rarely happens to me.
Oh, you're talking about people actually
talking during the movie.
In the theater, not on the screen. Okay.
In the theater. Usually it's just, you know, you've heard all the comedians that go, you know, hey, oh, shoot him, ha ha. You know, no, this was just a group of people having a dialogue. Uh-huh. And I turned around fully expecting... You know, that I'd be, looking at some African-American, and there were four delightful Asians having an animated discussion about the movie. And then it settled down, and I didn't have to have conflict. I was not into having conflict last night. But a good movie, but really phenomenal movie. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal, Don.
How many bloody stains do you give it?
Oh. Three out of five.
Three out of five?
Three out of five.
Okay. As good as Casino?
Not even close.
As good as The Departed?
Different, but almost as good. Boy, see, you know, I didn't like The Departed when I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it on cable, and I liked it again. So I'm gonna say no, not as good as Departed.
Hmm. Well, nothing's as good as Goodfellas.
Right. No, that's the gold standard.
As good as Mickey Blue Eyes?
Better. Better than Mickey Blue Eyes.
Well, then.
It's a long way to go.
Nothing's better than Mickey Blue Eyes. You ever seen it?
Mickey Blue Eyes? I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Hugh Grant? James Caan?
Oh.
Mickey Blue Eyes. Oh, yes. What is it? What are they trying to get him to say?
And the guy Jelly.
Forget about it.
From the Billy Crystal movie. Analyze this. Jelly, again. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jelly's the guy with the big fat guy with the pockmarked face.
No, it's forget about it.
Forget about it.
No, forget about it.
Yes, forget about it.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
And we'll go here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, what's going on? I see they're all ringing.
It could be a problem with the software.
Are we having a little technical glitcheroo?
Could be. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. All right. Thank you, Joe. Hey. Whatever you did back there.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's happening?
You guys, you're good. You're good, you.
You. You're good, good you.
You. Hey, you. You're good.
You're good, you.
You.
One rule they should make for baseball to change it is when they're going to walk a batter, why do they have to throw four pitches? It's a pathetic waste of time.
Yeah, but you never know. It's that one little chance that, you know, if a guy's on third base, he's going to throw and it's going to get away from the catcher. You never know what's going to happen.
Why don't just kneel down, Mike? Assume the position.
Kneel down.
Hello.
Take a knee.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, something is wrong.
There it is again.
Because it's that, see, it's like nothing. You can't hear anything.
Okay.
Not even breathing.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, if they rescinded that rule, then you're going to get some studly running back like Joseph Addai or someone tripping over a blade of grass and going, oh, oops, I'm down.
You mean like faking it?
What's that?
You mean faking that he's down?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I thought about that, and that's the actual one hole in my argument. I was thinking about, you know, they can fake it.
I'm glad you thought about it but didn't mention it until he called.
Well, it was actually not on, you know, it wasn't an argument that helped my case.
Right.
So I didn't feel like bringing it up. Hello. I'm not going to give my opponents help.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I had a comment about the movie talkers. Not only black people or Asians. Gay people, too, are awful.
I find that hard to believe. I find that, generally speaking, gays are so well-behaved. Uh-huh. Seriously, even your roughy gays.
There was four of them sitting next to me during I went to the premiere of Pirates of the Caribbean, the third one.
Well, then.
That's
a gay movie right there.
What do you expect?
That explains it.
Is that even out yet? Mostly gays go to legitimate theaters, so it's not a problem.
Well, I tell you, I got one coming up. I saw a trailer for it last night, and you can look for the gay community to be making a big appearance at Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp.
My God.
Yes, look for that theater to be filled with queens.
Does he look like he's got a cold again?
Yeah, that's what you'll see as soon as you see this trailer. It's Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp again.
Really?
It's Johnny Depp doing those kind of roles that he loves to do where it looks like he's just gotten out of a casket.
Will he sing?
Yeah, I think he's doing a little singing in this one, too. Yeah? It's a Broadway based on a Broadway musical.
P.U. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, middle finger guy.
Yeah,
your
what?
Biggest fan. Middle finger guy.
Middle finger.
Your biggest fan. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Is that the big guy that comes to our shows?
Was it really? Or was it a guy who was just like goofing on those, hey, biggest fan calls?
I think that's middle finger guy that used to come to our Las Vegas style shows just to flip us off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, crap in a fucking con filet mignon. I'm on the Dynamite radio program. How exciting.
Is that all you wanted to say?
No, not really. Hey, Ray Lewis, murderer. You like apples? How about them? Go Steelers.
What? I mean, the crickets came out, then they went back in.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
You started doing the whole murderer.
Like
hello, apples? Don and Mike.
Aha.
I do like apples. Hello.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
I've been watching this program for the last, it's a three-point question, excuse me. This program with the Kardashians, with Bruce Jenner.
Meet the Kardashians, right?
Yeah. What is the hell has happened to his face?
Are you talking about Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner, yeah.
Oh, this has been documented a long time ago, that plastic surgery gone bad before Michael Jackson.
He had the kind of plastic surgery where if they screw it up, they make you look like a woman. Hmm. And that's what happened to it. But, I mean, Bruce Jenner had plastic surgery when we started doing this radio show.
Yeah,
together.
Like 23 years ago, he had the bad Pinocchio nose, and then more and more became shiny and shiny. Okay, that point number one. What's point number two?
Well, you see, the thing was, when I watched the show last night, his nose looked like a letter opener. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, point number three, please.
Point number two is, last night I was watching the football game. Can you explain to me why the emblem of the, even though they're retro?
No, I don't know why it's only on one side. Please, what is your third point?
I just want to know, why is the emblem only on one side?
Hold on, that was your second point. I said, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What is your third point?
A third point, I apologize. I'm taking too much of your airtime.
There you go. Good point.
Yeah, I'm losing my job.
All right.
I'm going out of work at the end of the month after 25 years. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty well liquored up, and I'm not feeling too good about it.
Now we're talking. Now we really could
have gone. We could have gone without the other
points. We could have done without one and two. Amen. We really could have. Let's get right to it. All right, so 25 years. How long have you worked for CBS Radio?
Actually, I only worked for CBS on the golf coverage and the Western Swing for about 6-7 years as a spotter. On the 14th and the 16th.
Wait a minute, Dom is making a joke out of left field here. Are you telling me you really did work for CBS?
Yes, I do. That was almost 20 years ago.
What is the most recent job that you're being phased out of?
As a caddy.
A caddy?
A caddy for who?
A caddy, a golf caddy. A guy carries golf clubs.
No, I know, dumbass. For who?
Well, let's see. Gee whiz.
Well, there are not many around. I mean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Monterey, where do you work down at Pebble Beach?
Yes, I do.
And they laid you off?
They're phasing me out because
hold on. Is he like a Danny Noonan, some guy that works like as a pro at a club?
No, a caddy is, I would imagine you can make your own fun. You can make your own work, right?
Well, not here.
Did they lay off a bunch of caddies?
Yes, they did.
Why'd they do that? Are they bringing in other caddies? That you obviously have to have caddies.
Hold on, you're a grown-up caddy? And you don't work for a pro golfer?
Hey, slow down.
What, there's no paper routes available?
Slow down, Dom.
No milk routes available? You're a grown-up man, and you go to a golf course like we did when we were kids?
This might surprise you. Why don't you tell Don how much you made when you were a full-time caddy?
Well, if you give me a moment to explain it.
How many points do you need?
All I want to say is I worked at the same place for 25 years.
All right, what was your best year? How much did you make your best year as a caddy?
The point I was trying to make...
Buddy, I'm just asking so people get perspective. I understand that a caddy can make a good living.
We're trying to help you in that regard.
I mean, you made a good living as a caddy, correct?
I can't... Listen, sorry. I can only hear Don. I can't hear Mike.
Hello? Can you hear me right now?
Hey, dumbass. That was Mike that was speaking to you.
I'm sorry.
All right. I was asking you how much you made as a caddy in your best year.
Oh, God. I could make over $40,000, $50,000.
Yeah, 50 grand. $50,000 in a year as a caddy.
Then what's the problem?
I'm being phased out because of my age.
How old are you?
I'm 57.
That's right. I'm sure there's a 13-year-old boy out there waiting for that job.
Yes. But the quality, I thought, would elevate me above that.
Your experience.
I don't believe him.
Listen, you're old.
I don't believe him.
You're old. We're finding it out. You're finding it out. You're old. Society doesn't like people our age. My urge is to help as many people like you, and I want us all to march together. Are you with me? We're going to march together, and we're going to march off a cliff. All of us
like
together.
Lemmings. Sir?
All of us. Future caddies, former caddies, disc jockeys, burger flippers, guys with 3 points to make on a radio show.
I was going to ask the same thing, Rob. What are you drinking?
Well, what I wanted to say was...
These are not tough questions. What are you drinking?
I cannot speak. There's a time delay thing, and you guys interrupting what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody has said a goddamn word here.
I asked you directly what you're drinking. That's all
I'm not
asked.
I'm anything.
You said you were.
You said you were.
I'm drinking cherry-flavored Kool-Aid. Okay,
he's
make
full
the
of it. He's lying. You're lying about everything. I don't believe you're a caddy either.
I believe he is. I believe he's a loser caddy. And to say he's like Tin Cup would be making Tin Cup like a professional. And I'm talking about at the beginning of Tin Cup when he's the loser guy that runs the driving range.
Right, right.
Okay. Can I make one point?
Yes.
Can I just make one point?
As a 57-year-old caddy who's being downsized because of his age.
I have information your friends could take off the air, call my employer to confirm who I am and what I'm saying.
What do you want to say?
I'm just being shoved out the door for younger people.
It's the way of the world.
After 25 years.
Dude, I'm sure there's an amusement park. You could go run a ride there. Go to Magic Mountain. Be the guy that sits there and pushes the button for the kids to go up the roller coaster.
Are you still vital?
Well, of course.
You can still run around and carry the heavy bag?
Yes, I can.
That's age discrimination.
It is. That's the point I've been trying to make.
Well, then find a lawyer. Sue, fire. Excuse me.
Every point I've been trying to make.
Don't call a radio show. Find a lawyer and sue him.
I would have fired your ass, too.
I don't think it has anything to do with age. I think it has everything to do with you.
That's what I'm saying.
So my loyalty, my experience, and my seniority is
It sounds like you're a pain in the ass. I mean, if you talk to your employers like you talk to us, you sound difficult.
Because I'm fighting for my job.
Hold on, dude. Your job is being a caddy. That's not exactly a job.
Yes, it is. There's no difference between my job and yours. The only difference between my job and yours is there's no commercials when I'm on the golf course.
There's no difference between our job and your job. And
not at all.
And there's no difference.
There's
no difference at all. Really?
Not at all. You guys pontificate. You're humorous. You're informative and all that kind of stuff. I have to do that all the time. I don't get commercial breaks. I don't take a 6-minute segue or whatever you call that. I do the same thing you guys do.
Hey, what's your first name?
Ass. Munch.
What's your first name?
My name, he said ass. That's real respectful. You want me to continue this conversation, that kind of rhetoric?
Hey, loser.
I'll tell you something right now.
Go to hell.
For the last 25 years, I've put myself in the highest honorable position. And this
please. Why don't you wipe my balls? And I meant my golf balls.
Okay.
Do you clean men's balls? Is that part of your job?
Yes, it is.
They're golf balls?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. You got me. Yes, sir, it is. Now, the point I was trying to make.
I can tell he's drunk.
He really is.
Yeah, clearly.
Our jobs really are not similar. Will you at least give me that point?
I'll grant you that, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How else may we serve you?
Well, I think the point was pretty well made.
Well, I would recommend, if you're serious about this, find a group. Are there other people that are old guys that got let go like you?
Yes. Dozens of us.
Then get them all together and get one attorney and you can sue the place.
Get yourself some Viagra, my friend. Have a party.
You could have a group of guys that can sue them. If it's based on age and you still can do your job, he's gone.
You just hang up.
Yeah.
Wow. He's gone.
Go eat lead, you loser.
I'm serious. He was drunk, though.
Full-time caddy. Mike, and you, as always, are the listener's friend.
Right.
Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know the position you're talking about where there are professional caddies.
Yeah, there are lots of places that have those guys.
I got the feeling he's...
And there are lots of guys that I've had, guys that were in their 60s, that were older than that down at some places.
I got a feeling like you go to the putt-putt course, and he'd be the guy behind the counter with his shirt off going, if you get the orange ball in the clown's mouth, you get a free one.
I'll tell you why I don't think he was telling the truth.
Right.
I mean, because he agreed with the first golf course I mentioned.
Yes.
That's what he said. And it's the one everybody knows, Pebble Beach.
Yep.
And I also don't think they fire caddies because of age. I really don't. I don't think they can.
Don and Mike show. Professional caddy. Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, but not a professional caddy, like a Tiger Woods caddy, Phil Mickelson caddy.
The guys down in all the golf courses, there are lots of places that have guys that do it. And you know what? There are a lot of teachers that do it and get out of teaching. And then do that, and they do it during the summer when they're teaching, and then after they retire from teaching, they do it. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of older guys that do caddying and make a decent amount of money.
I am quite sure that there are. I am also quite sure that if he was involved in golf, like I said, he was the loser guy sitting in the corner.
He was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Come around, go, who do you got today to caddy?
I was going between thinking he was just incredibly difficult and thinking he was just BSing the whole thing.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I forgot to ask him about the kneel down, though. What his opinion on that would be. And your new suit. I'm just trying to tie everything in.
Try it into a nice little ball.
Hello.
Roll it into a nice little snot ball.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Booger Radio.
Hey, that last caller.
Caller, yes, sir.
That last caller that's too old to be a caddy. You don't ever see any blue hair water boys.
Hell of a point.
He only made one, Mike.
Hell of a point.
The other guy wanted to make
great three. Job, Brownie.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, guys. That guy, I mean, what is he talking about? How can he relate to your job? I mean,
absolutely. I please, here we are on top of the mountain, and he is. Please,
here we are flying the space shuttle.
Here we are on top of the show business world.
Yeah. Here we are at the top of the mountain.
Mike.
Kings in our castle.
Look at our surroundings.
Right. That's the first, you know what? You should say that whenever we're talking about how we're kings of the mountain. Look at our surroundings.
Then stop and look at the talented faces of your coworkers.
How can he possibly deign to compare?
The word is Camelot.
Here we are. You know, I'm just surprised that this studio doesn't have a moat around it.
I want to tell you something. Someday, these will be the good old days.
Someday, this will be a museum. Someday, people will come to visit.
How dare you compare carrying some guy's golf bag for 18 holes.
When we work in a building made of gold.
And we entertain. I don't want to overestimate our audience, but I understand there are at least 629 people listening right now.
At any given moment.
And if any of them was to tell another person, my friend, do the math, that's over 1,000 potential listeners.
Right. As a matter of fact, right now, we're not doing it physically, but mentally, we are hauling heavy golf bags up a steep hill in the middle of a 100-degree day.
Hey, dude, my brain is so tired from digging ditches mentally every day, I can't tell you. Really. I go home, and I wish I had, you know those things that guy, you know when you go into a Costco and the guy brings the stuff out, if it's a big, large order, and he's got that bad...
He's got the kidney belt on.
That bad back thing around.
Yeah, the little back belt. The little back support. It's a back brace.
Mike and I wear them on our heads.
We do. On our mouths. They're specially designed for our mouths.
On our big brains.
Yes, siree.
Right here. The top of showbiz.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. It would have been better if the guy sounded like Grandpa Simpson.
Please, how can you possibly equate yourself to this gold standard that we surround ourselves with? Why?
I don't have commercial breaks.
Were we not just invited to the president of the company's wedding? We were.
Right?
Were we?
You know why? Because we're players.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't hate the player. Don't be a player hater.
All right, so we weren't invited to that, but we're not bitter about it.
Well, I mean, look at the way they commemorated our 20th year anniversary.
All we had to do was scream and yell and offer to pay for the ad ourselves.
Right.
And they took out an ad in a newspaper.
To put an ad in one of the trade magazines.
A real ad.
Said, Don and Mike, you made it 20 years. We kept betting against you every step
That's
of the
right.
way.
You know, and we were speaking about Donnie Simpson the other day, who got... the full-page ad in the newspaper for his 10th and his 20th and his 30th, I believe, and we didn't. So things are going well.
But we got it better than that guy.
Yeah,
yes, I'm telling you.
Yes, you do.
Right now. And I don't mean to put down any of you hardworking caddies out there.
Right.
And I'm sure any hardworking caddies out there right now listening to us are either going to be using this as a stepping stone to a professional future that's bright, or you're simply doing it to make ends meet.
Make ends meet, or to get an entree into the world, the wonderful world of golf.
Or maybe you're just like that guy. Some boozy loser with ketchup and mustard stains on his shirt, smelling his own fecal breath, who just got fired because he was drunk on the fourth hole. Please.
I'm just like you. How dare you? Here we are, kings of the mountain.
We are F! F of the mountain!
F of the mountain. Yeah, no, I don't sell this show short. When I was getting my little loaner car today, the guy was telling me he almost drove off the road with our fabulous booger discussion yesterday. I swear to God, and nothing brought me greater pleasure. Sure. He loved every minute of it.
Gee Rice. Well, my man's flop sweats are back.
Are you sweating again?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool, Mike, as one I would say cool is the other side of the pillow.
All right. Well, are we almost ready to go to break?
Yes, we are, my friend.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a knee.
You are funny. Take a knee. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Awesome!
Shut up!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I say something to you, Frank?
Ty, Frank.
You've been acting psychotically lately. What the hell? Why?
Well, I've been a little under strain. I've got to play with Smales tomorrow.
Smales?
Money match, no.
The thing to do with Smales is, he bothers you. I'll take care of him. What you got to do to Smales is, you cut the hamstring on the back of his leg right at the bottom. He'll never play golf again. Carl. Because he goes back, his weight displacement goes back, and he stays there. All his weight's on his right foot. He's going to be pushing everything off to the right. He'll never come through on anything. He'll quit the game.
That would work, and I'm going to call you if I need that help.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right where you wanted. Ooh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
Don't know, darling. Before we go back to the phones, well, let's start at the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there, what's happening?
Hello.
Nothing, how you doing?
Oh, how are you?
Oh, everything all right, all right. Hey, you know, we can't hear you in Boston.
Do you have the internet?
I have the internet.
There you go. Problem solved.
Way to go. Another satisfied customer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, radio station.
Yes.
What?
Hello?
What?
Oh, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
They're very busy. Can we help you?
You can help me.
How can we
help
you?
I want to know who's writing their material since all the writers are on strike.
Well, they might ask you what you're eating or what's in your mouth.
Sunflower seed.
Hold on. I'm getting a message from one of them. It says, S-A-D?
Oh, yeah. You can't say that. They want you to do something.
And what would that be?
Apparently, they're listening to us in the other room, and they want you to. I think it would be physically impossible for you to do.
S-Y-O-D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you are a certain field goal kicker for the New Orleans Saints.
They want you to S-Y-O-D.
O-D.
Can you have them also ask Vince Lombardi if Bart Starr was the first one on his knees for a coach?
Yeah, and they also said Vince Lombardi wants you to S-Y-O-D.
So now you've got the coach, the dead coach of the Packers, and Don or Mike, I'm not sure which one, requesting that you S-Y-O-D.
I think they're each other too.
What was that?
Your phone dropped out. Shocker, because it is the perfect call. Your phone dropped out.
I think they want each other to.
No, made it very clear.
No, they want it's S-Y-O-D, your own. They want you to.
It's bigger.
Oh, no, wait. They've changed it now. It's S-Y-M-D. And the M stands for mamas.
M-D, me?
No, your mamas.
Yours.
All right, I'm going to put you through to Don and Mike. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
From Sacramento.
Of course. And what's your name?
Where else?
What would you like to speak? What do you want to speak to them about?
I want to ask them who's writing their material since all the writers are on strike.
That's a funny line. Hold on. You'll be the first one through. I'm serious. How stupid are people?
It's
really, folks.
Truly amazing.
How stupid are people? Oh, Mike, a friend's at the door.
Let's see.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hey, someone from Sacramento. How you doing?
Is Buzz there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
I just called. I want to tell you hello, and I enjoy your news.
Well, that's very nice of you, and hello back.
Thanks, Buzz. You have a wonderful day.
And you too, sir.
Now, hold on. Joe the screener says that you're lying.
Lying?
Yes. Yeah, he said you wanted to talk about writers.
Oh, I just want to let you guys know I heard all the writers are on strike.
Well, now, hold on. That's not what you told the screener.
The screen says you wanted to know.
You're going
to
believe Joe?
He said the screen says about writing who's going to write our material now that there's a writer's strike. That's what the screen says.
Are you saying you didn't say that?
I'm saying I didn't say that.
Do you swear to God you didn't say that?
No, I don't swear to God I didn't say that.
Ah, well, that must mean you said it then.
Possibly.
Oh, so you did.
But if it's true, who's going to write your material?
That's exactly right. So we don't write. We don't have writers, sir.
You know why we don't? Because our audience is so talented. Mm-hmm. They are so funny. Our audience gets us so much. We don't have to write. We don't have to write it. They write material for us.
All right.
You know what? One of my favorite things that we do that's kind of ad lib is when someone calls in and they're so effing stupid, they don't effing realize that they've effing been effing talking to us the whole effing dirt ditch digging effing time.
Oh, you don't think I knew that was you two?
You don't
on,
think that?
That's oh, right. You guys do.
Yeah, you're just too scary smart for us, aren't you?
No, but I knew it.
Then why didn't you? Then why didn't you out us on it? Why did you play
because
along?
I play along with you.
Oh, please, seriously,
please.
Eat my nut.
You're not even qualified to do that.
Where's the love?
The love comes when you give it. You give it and you get it. You hump.
Listen, oh man,
you're a stupid guy. You knew it though.
Hey, but you know what?
What?
You have to go to sleep tonight in that town.
Say again?
All right, listen, you're a funny guy. Hold on. I'm going to give you a prize, really. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. What's your first name?
John.
All right, John. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second.
Why don't we give him one of the pretzels?
Or the hot dog.
Hello?
Yeah, that even
yeah?
better.
Hi, did you win a prize?
This is Don or Mike? Don.
Well, how come he didn't say that before when we went through the whole charade with you the first time?
Because I was just playing along with you, Don.
All right. What prize do you want? We have number one, a and then we have number two, a trip to...
A trip to where?
The two that I gave the choice. The one is the first one, and then the second one is the trip. Which one do you want?
If I was you, I would not take the trip to Gal...
I'll let Buzz choose for
Stan.
Me.
I'd take the trip, sir.
Where's the trip to, Buzz?
It's to... In...
All right, which one do you want? You on the phone. You have two seconds. One, zero. I'm sorry. You were not quick enough to get your prize.
Now tell me, what gag did we just pull on you since you know all the gags that we play on people?
Very young one.
Which gag did you pull?
Why are you turning your radio up?
No, I turned it down.
Yeah, that's why I heard it.
Got louder.
I know, because I was getting back in the
You just know everything, don't you?
I know.
You know everything.
Not as much as you.
Oh, that's true.
Well, but Don, asked you, what was the gag we were just pulling on you?
I couldn't hear you. You said something about a prize or
right.
somewhere.
So but what was the gag? Cause
I don't know. I didn't hear where the trip was.
That's...
God. Oh, that's impossible.
Bye!
Absolutely impossible. Have a great Sacramento day!
Who needs writers? Seriously. The guy's on the air for 5 minutes with us, and he doesn't know that it's us. And then when he's busted on it, the guy wants to come off like all cool. Like, hey, guys.
He knows.
Hey, you guys are the idiots. I knew it was you all along.
He would have stayed on the line if he didn't have to get to his job as a caddy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Do you know who I am?
He's just sucked the life out of us.
Are you Lady Elaine?
I'm Fred Rogers.
It's just anything today.
Yeah.
What is it with these people today?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They have their favorites.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Brad, I take the trip.
What?
Where's the trip? It's two.
Phew. Okay. This may be...
Says he would take the trip.
All right, which one do you want? You on the phone. You have 2 seconds.
We're listening to us.
Zero.
We are listening to us on the radio.
Always a thrill.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, oh, man, I loved it. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
See, if we have to, we have fake phone calls we can go to.
Those are delightful, and they always make me feel good. I don't care if they're fake. They make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
They go well.
Rob, find me some very dramatic music, please.
Dramatic?
Yeah, dramatic. And work. Go to a CD. Don't.
Okay.
Don't just go out of your three or four songs that you know.
My hot rotation?
That will be. You like that when he works his finger like that on the button, Mike? When Rob goes through the computer to try to find the sound effect he's looking for. And there are like 8 million of them in each of these machines. And
how many do each of those machines hold?
1,000.
1,000. We have 5,000 sound effects of these machines.
Wow.
And when it's time to find one on call, it is a pressure-filled situation. You've got to remember, oh, my God, where is that? What page is
what
that located
page?
On? Mm-hmm. And poor Rob's finger betrays it's his tell. It betrays the fact that on the outside, he appears to be cool, calm, and collected looking for a tape, while his finger is like this. It's up and down. It almost looks like a special part on a girl. The way it moves around.
The way it flutters a little bit.
This is dramatic.
Up and down. Okay, dramatic. Ah, oh, this works. Thank you.
Chariots of Fire, right?
And tell us.
Nah, maybe not dramatic enough.
can you give me that one? Just I never get to do
too
this.
Too loving though, but go ahead. Sure.
You are looking live at the Monterey Peninsula in beautiful Monterey, California. It's the 45th annual AT&T Pebble Beach. Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to do that. God, I love that theme. I still love that theme, and it's Love's theme.
Mm-hmm. Let me do the soft rock thing, then.
Okay.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I carry a gun everywhere I go. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I like rape.
Oh, I don't know. I just hope people that don't get what he just did get it.
That's right.
I don't know how that sounded either.
Oh, God, that's not dramatic. That's not dramatic either. Oh, I'm liking this disc.
That last one you played, though, I could do something with that, too.
All right, here you go, Mike.
Sitting on the porch with Country Time imitation flavored drink mix. Rob, that would be perfect background when you do your intro to Porch Set.
You're right, I like that.
I could kick your butt all the way in the state line.
And I'm wearing the boots that can do it. Rob, I suggest the next time we do Porch Set, that might be the perfect song for it.
Not serious.
Hello, friends. Oppa, oppa. Rob.
Thank you, finally.
That's dramatic.
Fanfare for the common man.
Ladies and gentlemen and in-betweens, guys, girls, men, women, children, cats, kittens, hello. No more calls for the rest of today's show. Seriously. Ain't going to be one of those times you hear the button and we go right back to the calls.
No. You have lost the privilege for today.
The name is Power. Last name, Power. First name, Will. I hate doing this to you folks. We're going to do it. Ardinger. Where's Private Ardinger?
Private Ardinger, report to the flight deck, please.
Joe, can you hear me? Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Is he back there, Buzz?
I don't see him.
Where the frig is he?
Rob, check the bathroom.
Is he going poopy?
He's not in his room.
Is he in the bathroom?
He is.
Oh, God.
He's ruining the dramatic moment.
How long do you suppose you'll be?
Just a few more minutes.
Rob, ask him if he would be delivering some kids.
Ask him one or two.
Kids? He's squeezing orange juice.
What does that mean? He's going number one?
What the hell did that mean?
What, you want me to interpret it?
Is he? I wanted to know if he was going to the...
I think he is. He's number two.
Well, no number twos during the show.
I've said it for years.
Get him off the toilet, please.
Pull him off if you have to.
Really, really not in my job description.
But at least find out. Make right. sure. Confirm that he is having a moment. A brown moment.
Joe? Is it a brown moment? He's making dreamsicles.
It's back to the orange thing.
Oh, what's he doing? Ask him what the hell he's talking about.
Number one or number two?
Number one or number two?
Orange.
I need an answer.
He's a reference to the spray.
He's laughing. No, it's not an answer.
He's a handful. He's just like
he's
the callers
as bad as one
today.
Of our callers.
He is really as bad as one of our callers today.
All right, well, Mike, then I'm going to make an even more dramatic announcement.
Matt, throw in one thing before the dramatic announcement.
Yes, Robbie.
From standing outside the bathroom door, smells again like they just fertilized the grove.
Okay, we know what that means.
Yes.
We have orange spray.
There he is. Joe, how was your bowel movement?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Joe, we've decided to...
You know, that was real sincerity that he gave you right there.
Did you wash?
Joe, have you noticed the quality of the call today to the Don and Mike show?
I would like to request that you just stop taking calls.
Joe, if you were not in the can having a nice BM, you would have heard the dramatic music and you would have heard us call out to you, Private Ardinger. We never say this, but Joe, kill the phones!
Kill the phones, Joe!
Kill the phones, Joe! Busy up the phones! Kill the phones! Kill them right now! Kill them all, Joe! Let God sort them out.
There will be no more phone calls on the Don and Mike Show for the rest of today's broadcast.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Look at the beautiful status of our phones now.
Wow, look at that.
Look at those X's on there. Isn't that pretty?
Peaceful.
All lines dead.
It's like they sleep.
They will remain dead for the rest of the show.
I like that. I like
phone
the way that looks.
Privileges have been taken away.
Unbelievable today.
Too many caddies.
Absolutely. I'm from Sacramento.
Too many stains.
Any writers gone? Duh.
Too many stains.
Okay, you want to get in a fight with me? Duh.
Ain't going to happen today because today is Joe's happiest day.
Mm-hmm.
Joe lives to push the button to busy up the telephones.
Oh, he does, and it's a pretty little look, at least on mine that I'm looking at. It's just got all X's right down the line.
Very nice.
How's it feel, Joe?
It's great. I'm glad you made the decision. I was going to recommend it.
Joe, you usually have very interesting theories as to why. Is it any type of low pressure system, moon cycle, anything in particular, or simply Tuesday?
No, already checked. The new moon is on Friday.
Okay. All right.
And Joe?
Yes, Don.
Did you leave a courtesy flush?
Oh, absolutely.
How many times did you flush in there?
Twice.
Excellent. All right. Good job.
Joe, you really shouldn't BM during the show, though. I mean, you should BM on commercial breaks.
We all use them during commercial breaks.
I know, but Joe, I mean, you're back. You're the last line of, well, it's, you know what? Never mind now. Crap your brains out.
Right.
Phones are busied up.
Go make yourself a picnic lunch.
Go in there and have another one. Have a good one. Thank you, Joe.
He's been with the show for how long? Like 6 or 7 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't he have adjusted his internal clock to not between 3 and 7? I think we all have.
Well, I think what it is the freedom of being here where
seven,
it's just
seven,
us.
Three, six, five,
you know, there's always that thing about, three, the, you six, know, when there three, are lots of people around.
It's never affected me.
Mm-hmm.
I love calling.
It's busy.
It's our request lines.
There it is.
All of our listener lines. Jammed up.
Just imagine the Sacramento calls being deflected right now. Mm. It's like we put up our heat shield.
Shields up. Number one, shields up. Engage.
It'll always be Jean-Luc Picard.
Engage, Mr. Crusher.
Scotty.
For if I have plucked the rose. Anyway, oh, so nice. No telephones. That's
yeah,
nice.
Especially that last Sacramento caller. That, and really, I mean, sometimes we have to take many more of those before you make that decision. That Sacramento caller was enough for about 10 bad callers.
We can guarantee you, the commuter, for the rest of your drive home, this will be a pretty good goddamn show because it's going to be all us and none of you.
Yes, it's going to be special.
Okay, so let's break. Let's do this now and come back.
It's too fun.
It's too fun to look at all those big X'd out lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, what do we got today? We got the iPod game.
Yes, we do.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Fantasy football.
It's our willpower.
Didn't even ask you about your fat guy suit.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, I got a couple of bones to pick with you as well.
Really?
Might as well pick your bones right out. No calls today. Uh-huh. Plenty of time to pick bones.
Pick the bones!
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I ask you for a quick favor? Dan's dad, Dan, has Alzheimer's.
Really? Oh.
He's got it bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? What does he do?
He runs around the house all day naked, chasing himself, playing tag.
It's awful.
Really? Truly?
He screams at the cat because she didn't vote.
Wow.
Every time he farts, he calls the fire department. Just sign it, please. 250. Don't make me beg you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime.
That's right. You can't today.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Fixie.
Bottom buddies. Don and Mike.
Phone privileges have been restricted for one day. It's the Don and Mike Show, acoustic the way you like it best. All of us, none of you.
Right.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Buzz.
Yes.
Had a couple of little bones to pick with you.
I understand that.
Neither of them gigantic, but I want to bring them up here in this public forum.
Okay.
I'd like to know why you go on your propaganda program.
Uh-huh.
Like last week. About Stephen Colbert, we had a nice, big, long discussion about the validity of his presidential campaign.
Right.
You kept saying that the jerk-off poll says he's up in third place. How come you didn't mention that he's out?
I thought everybody had lost interest in it, really. I mean, we all knew it wasn't serious to begin with. I sensed...
So it wasn't a part of the deal that you were actually just crushed that his candidacy was over?
Well, naturally, I'm disappointed. No, we knew it wasn't serious to begin with, and I thought the consensus as a group was that we didn't really care, and it was just a stunt, and it was going to go away inevitably anyway.
I disagree with that. I think it didn't fit into his propaganda machine.
Yeah, I agree.
His conspiracy to do whatever he's doing.
I would like the follow-up, please.
If you're gonna
spend a big period of time telling us about this guy, tell us when the other shoe drops, though.
All right.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, why did he pull out? First of all, the Democrats wouldn't allow him. He pulled out of the Republican side. He was running on both tickets. Pulled out of the Republican side because they wanted $35,000 for him to get in. The Democrats just decided they didn't want him on the ticket, and they refunded his $2,500 entry fee.
I just playfully bust your balls. Now, I do have a question, though. I had one other question for you. Seriously, one other question.
All right.
Yesterday, when you were doing the story about Jon Stewart.
Yes.
Okay. I had questions for you about that. You said yesterday, if I remember the way that the story was presented, Jon Stewart is paying his staff.
Right.
And so that means that they can work. And I didn't realize until I got home last night and looked at something on the web that Jon Stewart is paying his writers, but he's not paying them to write and to come in and do the show. He's paying them because he's a nice guy.
So they're not going to be in.
No, so
right.
Like
they're not doing a show.
They're only being paid because Jon Stewart is a good guy. And
it sounded like they're going to be in.
And there have been denials of this, but there continued reports that Jon Stewart's production company, not out of his own pocket, but the production company owns, is paying the entire staff, not just the writers, but everybody on his staff for the first 2 weeks, since they'll all be out of work for at least 2 weeks, we suspect.
Well, when you had the story yesterday, it sounded like he was paying them to work, right?
I didn't know what to make of that. I simply said that he was paying them.
So, I mean, all right. So they're not, the Daily Show will not be on then either.
No, it's in reruns as well.
Because I felt really, I wish you would have said something yesterday. Did you know?
I was not sure whether they would be doing a show last night or not, because like you.
Or did you feel like we did, where we didn't know he was doing a show?
Exactly. I felt
where we thought he was doing a show. It sounded from the news story like
he was going to
pay the writers and the Daily Show would go on
and here's the
as
thing.
Scheduled.
I got home last night, and once we got past the whole kneel-down discussion, as always, I rewind the show in my mind.
Sure.
And it's, every segment is like, okay, perfect, perfect,
flawless.
Perfect. And then there was that last segment. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
We're all there saying, well, if Jon Stewart can pay his writers to come into work, why can't Letterman pay his writers?
Right.
And then I was sitting there thinking about it going, hold on, this is a union deal.
Yeah.
If they're getting paid, they have to. Yeah.
Right. They couldn't ride on the side for him and do a show for him.
Yeah, it might not even be legal for him to pay them.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't know. I do know that he's paying the rest of the staff, though, at least during the first 2 weeks of the strike, because they won't be working. And he doesn't want them to starve.
All right, so That's all I had, Buzz.
But I had the same presumption that you did, that I thought perhaps that since he was paying them, that maybe they were going to go ahead and do a show.
Now I was watching now for sure. Regis and Kelly, and they were talking about this a little bit, and I guess this could go anywhere from a couple of days to 5 months. That was the real long one, went 5 months.
Right, yeah, it has.
And so then the other thing that I wanted to ask you was, if Jon Stewart is doing this not from his own pocket but from his production company, while this is a nice thing to do and pay everybody during the strike time, can he write that off?
Oh, yeah. It's a business expense. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. It's not that nice.
It's not that generous.
A business loss. Well, it helps. I mean, if it helps them eat, if it helps the staff continue to pay their bills.
Hey, you know what doesn't help their cause publicly? What doesn't help the writers' cause is their inability as writers, as communicators, to articulate their position and why they want more money.
I thought they'd done it pretty well.
No, they did. How can you possibly say that? They're coming out and they're saying, well, we really, they're talking about the things that are the internet and also DVDs.
You need
come
a
out
guy,
with something concrete.
Hold on. I saw a guy today. Uh-huh. I think he's a writer for the Jay Leno show.
Okay.
It might have been during that. Did you see Ridiculous? Yeah, let's hear it for him. Did you see Ridiculous Jay Leno down there? Yeah, donuts. Yeah.
Yeah, Big J.
Right.
You know. Being the everyman, that's the whole New England thing. Being from that area, that's Jay Leno. Power to the people. He's doing that.
On his motorcycle.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Jay is probably going back to the producers, you know, of the Tonight Show. Going, I think you're absolutely right.
Who knows?
I have to do the PR. I hate to say that about Jay Leno, but I do. I mean, I it's just everything I've read about the guy.
But here's my point. I saw one of the writers for the Tonight Show, and Mike, you were saying they don't lay it out in a way that you can understand.
That, I haven't heard it yet.
This guy laid it out in a way that I could understand. He said, it's real simple. Mm-hmm. Besides working on The Tonight Show, I've written for a bunch of movies. Do you know how much it costs a studio to print a DVD? 60 cents.
Right.
They charge $29.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like about 50 more cents.
Right.
And when the guy put it under those terms.
There, finally somebody did that. That's what I haven't heard, though. I've heard this, what do they call it, new media?
Yes.
Is that what they're talking about, new media? Uh-huh. The American people can't relate to new media, really. Frankly, they can't. They can't get their heads around it. What they can get their heads around is somebody coming out and saying it that way. Give me the dollar breakdown. What do you want in dollars? Show us how screwed you are.
And stop and think about it for a second. How many times have you been like me? You'll be in Best Buy, Circuit City on a weekend. You'll see a DVD, and you'll say, hey, this would be good to watch tonight. And you'll pay 15, 16 bucks for it.
Right.
You go in a month later, 2 months later, the same disc is in the $6.99 bin.
Right, $7.
And eventually, it maybe gets packaged with a couple of others where it costs like $3.
And if you really, you know, buy into the advertising and you want that particular film, you're going to go down to the radio, local movie store, and you're going to buy it for $49. If you really want it that weekend.
And even when a movie Commando, okay, not the best movie of all time, but when it came out, I bought the DVD. Now you can buy an Arnold 5-pack of DVDs for like $21.
Mm-hmm. That's in there.
And you know that even though the price has gone down, even charging $21 for four DVDs, that's costing them, just for the cost of the DVD, $2.40.
Yeah, and he's talking about 60 cents per DVD for production, getting it done, everything, and what it really costs
to get it in the box.
Right. That's what I have not heard enough of, and I wish they'd articulate that a little bit more, because when they're talking about new media, and they're here's what I've heard, and I think this is the producer's line, is what I've heard. They're arguing about monies that haven't even been determined yet. Have you heard that one?
Well, sure,
where they're talking about they don't know what the profits of this new media will be.
Producer doublespeak.
And because we don't understand what that revenue is going to be, we can't possibly give you the money that you want right now. And you know what? I see this one lingering because they are really not making the people that are on the picket line are not making that good a case. And I think the producers are saying, "Yeah, we can hold out.
You know,
we can hold out on them."
And the problem may be that they don't realize the fact that we as consumers have a lot more avenues now than just scripted TV shows.
You bet we do.
And scripted movies to hold our fascination.
And this is a big splash this week. It's going to go away.
I mean, look at the shows that we love. American Idol is not going to go off the air. All of our stupid reality shows are not going to go off the air because they don't need writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst case scenario is, what, Buzz?
I was going to say they're bringing back Anchorwoman, so that'll be fun.
Oh.
to help fill.
You mean really? That, not the same lady.
I'm not kidding.
Only was on for one episode.
I don't know if it'll be the same woman. I think they're to save money, and because they put some money into the production of it, and because the scripted shows have gone away.
Yo, Mike's happy.
I watched Anchor Woman.
Anchor Woman's coming back.
I watched Anchor Woman.
They're even turning back to reality shows they've yanked from the air and putting them back on again to fill the space.
I think there was only four episodes that aired of Anchor Woman, and they produced like 13.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they
right.
have, what, 9 in the can?
Come on, Temptation Island.
But Don, you're right when you say there's so many other diversions people have right now.
Sure.
It's not that big a deal. This is making the big splash this week, and then it's gonna fade away.
It's not gonna be forgotten when people's episodes of Lost are not on. Believe me, it's not gonna be forgotten.
Buzz, it will be, because Lost is today's. I mean, seriously, we are such an ODD society. Lost was hot. It seems five seconds ago.
The Office, House. When those go away.
You know what? And I love those shows. When they go away, I will find something else to watch.
You're going to go over to the Learning Channel. Yeah. You're going to go over to Discovery.
That's what I mean. There is nothing.
Going to go to the Food Network.
This is why radio was so stupid when Howard left. You know, rather than radio did the same thing that the TV things are going to do. You know, Howard's leaving. Howard's like, oh, my God.
We have to react.
Change right now.
Free FM.
No, change. No. Just continue with what you're doing. I know it's not the same situation, but you're talking about a knee-jerk reaction.
Exactly. And the thing is, people will be stung, and I don't doubt there are going to be people like those shows, but there's not going to be any upheaval. There's not going to be people are not going to be lining up at CBS Television City and saying, demand our programs back. They don't give a rat's ass.
It falls
into the category of everything, of going to an amusement park. Right. It is a diversion.
My point about radio was that the radio business needs to look at itself and realize that radio is important to people in their everyday lives. Mm-hmm. But if you don't treat radio as something as important, if you don't treat radio when someone like Howard leaves and you have all those spots to fill on terrestrial radio, when you just throw crap up against the wall to see what happens, you diminish what radio means to people. You don't realize the radio. People don't realize people listening to radio have 8 million different choices than they used to.
Right.
What you got to do is put some thought into it. Make it compelling. Mm-hmm. Give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. Stop researching everything. Mm-hmm. Because people got a million different choices.
Yeah, they do, and it's going to be very interesting. I hate this, Buzz, and I hate to say what I'm saying, because I really do always land on the side of the talented people that write the TV shows. And they're, you know, and I think their brilliance and is so underrated, and you have no idea that they really are everything in that industry. Mm-hmm. They truly are. But the fact is that they're the American people, the way the climate is now in this country. I mean, we don't think about the things that are that important. We really don't.
And
this is going to go away.
I'll throw it back to football. Mm-hmm. You know, when the football players last went on strike, they put those scab teams out there.
Right.
And at first everybody went, this sucks. Oh, we watched it because we're lemmings.
Do you think it'll be the same thing in the writers, that we'll get scabs?
Let's say exactly where I was going, Mike.
A lot of people going to Hollywood right now.
Let's say we get some scabs, and you get a show on that's not as good as The Office, but compared to everything else that's on TV, it's the best thing on. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're lemmings. We'll watch it.
What is the deal with that? I mean, do you think we're going to actually have alternative writing going on? You're going to have non-union writing? I mean, they could bust the union.
I'd be surprised. I don't see that happening. I do think, like I said yesterday, NBC is now looking at buying shows from Great Britain and from Canada to try to get them by.
Well, you know, it's not bad. We do steal all of our best TV shows from Great Britain already.
Yeah, they've got some decent shows, but sometimes when they're talking really fast, I can't understand them.
Well, this is a hot topic. Let's see what's happening. Uh-oh.
But you said...
That's right.
That's right.
That's right, Clay. He's not taking any calls today.
Fantasy week number 9-er. Here we go. Mike O'Mara beat Matt Polak 89-71.
Absolutely incredible run. I'm on an incredible run.
Dead Man Walking John beat Bart 113-70.
Wow.
Joe Artinger beat Buzz 116-82.
Ouch.
And your humble host 148. Rob Spiewak 102.
One of the greatest performances of the season. Congratulations, Don.
So here we go, Mike. Here are the thank you. It's just dumb, stupid luck. Here are the standings now. in Mike's division, the dumb division. Mike's in first place, and Mike is 8-1.
8-1. Wow.
Johnny Deadman is 6-3. Let me see. Matt the Pollock is 3-6, and Bart is 2-7. And in the dumber division, Joe's in first place, 5-3. Buzz second, 5-4. I'm third at 4-5. And Rob is 2-7.
Where do you see what I have in store for you guys next week? I feel sorry for everyone.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. We do not really communicate about fantasy football other than this moment here. I am in the market, I will tell everyone, for a running back. I will tell you that I am deep at wide receiver,
and I have
an extra tight end.
I am.
But there are no running backs, are there?
Have you not looked at my roster?
Yes, I have, but I didn't think you would ever deal with me. I see that you benched Mr. Reggie Bush this weekend as you racked up your incredible 148 points.
Mike, I would make a deal with the devil.
Really?
I have many running backs, and I also could use a wide receiver.
Who would you be interested in as far as my wide receivers?
What if I was to throw out Reggie Bush?
If you were to throw out Reggie Bush, I'd be very interested in letting go of perhaps even my top receiver for Reggie Bush.
Who is it?
Mr. Chad Johnson.
Injured Chad Johnson?
He just got his eggs scrambled last week.
He'll be back this week.
Somebody better, please.
Lavernius Coles.
Anybody better?
You know, Reggie Bush.
Well, you're probably not going to think this is better, but I've got Donald Driver.
Nah, Aaron,
I'll throw in, how are you at tight end? Do you need another tight end?
His name is Dallas Clark.
Well, mine are Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten.
Ooh. No, not for Reggie Bush, though.
Yeah, Reggie Bush is a premier guy.
I would have paid you $100 for LaDainian Tomlinson 2 weeks ago.
You know, he's good.
Has he gotten injured?
No, he's playing very, very well. Dozens of points.
He's sucking, right?
Yeah, no.
He cannot.
Don't look at me like that.
Mike, LT is sucking
He's had such a great year.
What's happened is
he's really found his place in San Diego.
I've got
and
Cedric
they're building
Benson.
The offense around him.
Cedric Benson.
You can give me anything you want if you tack some cash to it.
Well, I mean, so you, Reggie Bush would be on the table for you.
Hello, Don, at my show.
$100.
No calls.
All right.
Reggie Bush is on the table. Loaded at running back, and I could use a wide receiver.
How about a wide receiver? All right. Because I was going to throw in a tight end and a wide receiver for,
make a
for
package
Reggie
deal.
Bush.
Make a package deal.
I will offer you, on the air, as we're speaking right here,
all right.
I will offer you Donald Driver and Jason Witten for Reggie Bush.
Ah, can't do it. Can't do it, sorry.
Lavernius Coles and Jason Witten for Reggie Bush.
Your wide receivers are not infatuating, are not intoxicating, are not, they don't do it for me. There's no
Damn
pizzazz
it.
There. There's no sizzle there with your wide receivers.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if I can make you a better offer than
LT has had a couple really good weeks, though. You can look over
early in the season. I'll look at it. My God. I mean, he was like what was your draft pick?
It was number one overall in every league.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. He was.
So look it over.
That doesn't mean anything. Look at, for instance, the guys that I drafted, the number four pick, Lawrence Maroney. Mm-hmm. Anybody can pick him up. He's on the waiver wire now.
Mm-hmm.
My first round quarterback, Vince Young. Mm-hmm. Throw him away. He's on the waiver wire too.
Buzzy, any running backs that you got?
I'm sure I have some. I'll have to check with my management.
Okay. Hey, Joe? Joe, interested in unloading any running backs? I haven't looked at your roster.
Not really. My team's pretty solid.
All right. Very good.
Solid. Just like everything about Joe.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Okay. We got a break. We'll come back. Everybody brought their iPods in today, correct?
Oh, yes. Goody.
And today we got 5 iPods. No waiting. We have Joe's iPod as well.
Joe's iPod.
Yeah, we'll play Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
I like that.
And I want to write down, still not asked you about fat guy suit.
Yeah, I know.
Wrote it down.
I got it today.
Fat guy suit.
I'll model it for you when I get it on Friday.
Mike, we'll have plenty of time. Because, as you know, this is Ignore the Phone Tuesday.
Ignore the Phone Tuesday. I can't wait to talk about my fat suit without your participation, listeners.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now I'm mad.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
He assaulted the customer, grabbed the cash, and ran out.
So, how?
Say when, height-wise.
I'm going to start up here. Just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom. And
whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what, I mean, was he like us or?
A woman?
No.
Female?
No,
I would say.
Was he African?
No, he was American, and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He's Jewish.
Just like her.
Okay, Jew.
Broadcasting from in of doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Awesome!
Well, you might notice we've not played this tape today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
That is by our choice. We've had no problem with the technical stuff here today.
None whatsoever. It just happened to be a few calls early on in the broadcast that made us determine we need to just cease and desist.
Flock of dumbasses.
A real gaggle, a real mob of dumbasses.
Now, I know that we are not going to take calls for the rest of the show, but we will open the lines simply so you can call now and let it just ring.
Mm-hmm. See, well, this is audience participation, this game, though, isn't it?
We don't really need the audience to participate, though. We can just play among ourselves.
Yes, we can, and sure. I think we can do so easily.
On whose iPod is it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
But the lines are now open. But we're not answering. The game is whose iPod is it anyway?
That's two!
We have five iPods: Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe.
And today, on today's iPods, there will be a special monitoring, just like the eye in the sky in a casino hotel, to make sure that Rob doesn't play his the most.
Even though it is the best.
Yeah, even though his is the best.
Last time, if you remember when we played this game, Mr. Spiewak overdid his.
By a 6-1 margin. You sure? I played 120 of my songs.
And we told everybody, now don't go home. Last night when we said bring your iPod in, we said don't go home and load up cool music so that when we come on today, everything is like from the boneyard.
All right, by a show of hands, has anybody downloaded within 24 hours?
Not I.
I have not.
Not I.
All right, well then, Robbie, without further ado, plug in the first iPod. Let's listen and see whose iPod is it anyway. We really all brought in our iPods.
Yeah. Now, what Rob does is he takes all the iPods, he shuffles the songs on each one, and then he shuffles the iPods, and we see where we end up.
We just guess who's who.
Plugs them in.
This song is also from the last album. It tells the story of how we recorded it and what went wrong when we did it. Happened in Switzerland.
See, here's the thing. Joe's iPod is in here now as well. This sounds like it could be Elvis. No?
What?
No. Oh. I'm going to guess Joe Ardinger, Mike.
I'm going to guess Joe Ardinger.
It's got to be Joe.
Does Joe get to guess?
Well, you can tell us if he does.
Well, he should.
Oh, he should. Okay. Oh. Joe?
Yeah.
Whose iPod was that?
I withdraw the remark, Don.
I think it's Rob's.
Okay, Robbie, whose iPod is it?
The correct answer is Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. How do you like the way I played that? Oh, it's cool. Like playing poker, isn't it?
A bluff.
See the looks I was giving you? Like I was really confused by it at the beginning?
Crazy, Mike.
That was really goofy crazy, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the rule is, and that's a new way to play the game, we can't recuse ourselves if it's our own iPod. We have to play along, and that's where the poker comes in.
What am I going to do when the Carpenter song comes up?
We'll know it's you instantly. But you've edited those, haven't you?
No, I've not.
You didn't go home and...
I did not.
All right.
All that same crap is in there.
Very good.
Yeah, do it.
Here it is. The next song, right here.
Hold on.
Button has to be pushed in, I guess.
You need to help me with the setting. This might be mine. I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on. What are you doing? You said if I plugged in the thing.
Right.
Plug in the thing.
I hear whistling and clicking.
I hear a lot of clicking there. We seem to be adjusting it. The aforementioned lack of technical snafus have come back to bite us in the ass.
Phones work great, though.
Yeah, they do. And everybody is calling. Everybody is calling.
Of course they are.
Is there a way to defeat the internal speaker?
No, you know you do, though. Hold on.
Well, that's yours, isn't it?
Maybe.
Mine apparently is not syncing up to whatever plug it is that Rob
has. Are you using your iPhone?
Yeah.
See, if you'd just gone with a simple iPod.
Mm-hmm. My simple iPod?
I'm kidding.
B-R-O-K-E-N.
Oh. How did it break?
It slipped.
Do you need another adapter for yours?
I do not.
You need another adapter.
All right, well, then we can't. Mine won't work. So
Well where's the fun in that?
Yeah. We'll play without mine. All right. We'll just play with your guys. Mine has such cool songs on it. But
I know.
Oh, well, alas.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That is.
Well, whose iPod is it anyway, then?
Mm-hmm.
Play it, Rob.
All right, hold on.
All right, here we go.
Play someone else's.
Well, it's no fun at all without yours.
Yeah.
Oh, that sticks and Come Sail Away. I'm going to guess that's Joe.
I'm going to say it's Buzz.
Hold on. I think it's Mike.
I'm sailing.
Joe. My final answer is Joe.
And what about Joe's guess?
Joe?
I think it's Mike's.
And I'll say it's Rob's.
The answer is Buzz.
Buzz! I had it right. I got it right. There's no way of making that work.
It must be a setting, a switch, a drop-down menu, or something.
It's not a problem with the iPod itself.
It's the adapter, right?
It's where you plug in the headphones.
Doesn't have a regular headphone jack?
I believe it does.
Well, that should do it.
Huh? There's got to be a way to turn off the external speaker and make it
feed that headphone jack instead.
See, there's
the ringer.
That's the ringer, and that's the sound. See, now I go to plug it in again.
All
right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Plug and play, boy. There, I heard the plug.
Uh-huh. I still hear the external speaker.
Well, wait a minute. What if you were listening regularly on headphones?
But he doesn't.
You have the capability to do that, right?
Hold on. What, Joe?
It has Windows operating, right? You should be able to open up the audio settings, and there's probably a fader for your headphone piece that you need to pop up.
No. The problem is, as Rob is trying to put the adapter in the top of the iPhone where you plug in your head plugs, that's not jiving up.
Well, what it is, it's not coming through. It's not playing through. What I'm saying is, it wouldn't play on your headphones then either, right?
That's,
if you had, have you hooked headphones up to your iPhone yet?
This morning.
Really?
It worked.
I used that very absolute iPhone iTunes thing this morning.
Well, that's just a regular headphone jack that you're using, right, Rob?
Yeah, it looks like it's normal.
So it should work aces. Well, do we have an engineer on the campus?
Oh, please.
No. Well, sometimes they sneak in and they're upstairs. I don't know. No. Jeez.
Not so much anymore.
I tell you what. Yeah? Just for snicks, when mine comes up, you can just announce the title.
Oh, then everyone will know it.
Well, that's all right, but then I can still at least I can still play. Come on, at least I can still play.
I want you to still play. It's not fun if you're not playing. I just don't understand how a headphone jack wouldn't work.
Does anybody out there have the iPhone?
Someone ought to be able to help us with
this. Do you have a similar problem? Are you not allowed to just plug any old...
So normally when you just plug your regular old headphones in, it works.
No, and I did hit Rob to this today before the show. I said, you should know that, like, regular earbuds, they don't fit into the hole in the iPhone. But then I went downstairs, and when I jammed regular earbuds in that didn't come with the iPhone, it worked fine.
Huh.
Do you use those headphones that I got you?
Not with the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
With my that's why my my other iPod is broken, because I was running on the treadmill like a maniac with my eyes closed. And did one of those fall down
things.
Oh,
off to the side. Yeah, you got to keep your eyes open even if you're on a treadmill.
What are you doing back there?
Still trying to find the menu. How do you get out of the thing and get to the menu?
Oh, yeah, just forget it. Just forget it.
I have earphones.
Do you have, like, regular earphones?
I have some earbuds we could try out.
Bring those in, Buzz.
All right.
We can make it happen.
We can make it happen. Yeah. It worked fine in rehearsal.
We can make it happen.
Okay, there you go. Plug those in.
Badly tangled, of course.
Well, what are we going to do with these?
We're just going to
see if they work.
Yeah.
I still hear the speaker.
See, this is the plug for a regular set of buds.
Right. And that's the plug that we use for the... But it's the same plug as over here.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Compare these two. They're the same. That's what I thought.
this is new technology at its finest.
Just the same. Yeah, exactly the same. There's no reason.
I don't know. Just another reason to hate the iPhone, I guess. Right, Buzz?
That's right.
All right, well, Rob, when it's my turn,
right?
Just announce it.
Okay.
Ha. Thought we were going to go to the phones, didn't you?
Fake out.
Even the people that are calling to say that we're going to need an adapter.
Is that what it is? Is that what everybody's calling about right now?
No, Mike, I don't know. None of these are screened. I just see all of them reading. I do know that there is an adapter that someone mentioned to me at some point that I might need.
That's probably what we need in here. We need an adapter, even though it feels like the plug works, right, Rob?
Yeah, it fits in there just fine. And I would think it would have to be standard.
What I would think is that it would immediately mute the speaker.
Normally, that would be the way it would go.
That's too bad. Our listeners would really be a big help in this, probably.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I bet somewhere out there they know a lot about what's happening. Look at all the lines are ringing.
Yeah, I'm sure they have valuable advice. Rob?
It's too bad they weren't around when the drunk caddy was calling. Right?
Rob is, like, lost in this. Rob is absolutely lost
He's
in this.
No tag.
We are doing a show.
Seriously, stop it.
All right, just take it.
Give it to me. Thank you.
Take it away.
What are you doing? iPod, sound check, audiobook speed. Here you go. When mine comes up, just announce it.
I will. So, okay. In a proud
voice. All right, let's play. Uh-huh. Let's play. Whose iPod is it anyway?
All right, I'm ready.
Roll it again now.
Are
Here we
ready?
Go. Somebody's iPod, not mine.
I will not announce this title. I will play it.
All right.
So you're telling me it's not mine.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
Joe.
Stones. It's Joe.
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 Joe?
I'm going to say it's mine.
Joe Artinger's.
Put another iPod in there, Robbie.
Yeah,
put another iPod in the jukebox, baby.
His iPod isn't anyway.
Here we go!
My friends from high school married their high school boyfriend.
Mike. Mike the faggot.
Hey, shut up, you.
I'm right. Same zip code. Faggot, right?
I say it's me.
I say it's Mike.
Joe, do you want to guess?
I say it's Buzz.
Dixie Chicks is Mike O'Mara.
Dixie
Mike.
Chicks. God love them.
Mike.
Love me
it.
The Dixie Chicks.
Do it. Right,
I wasn't part of them country station that was burning them albums when they said the bad things about W.
Come on. Yeah.
Duh.
Right down the line by Jerry Rafferty. I'm going to say Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, we haven't had Rob's yet. I'm going to say Rob, too. No, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to say Buzz. Buzz?
Joe.
Buzz says Joe.
I'm going to say it's Buzz.
Robbie?
The answer is Buzz.
Buzz, I got it right. I'm 2-for-2 with yours.
You're very good.
2-for-2.
You know me so well.
Very, very cool. Yo, yo. Back of my hand.
Another iPod. Here we go.
Right, here we are.
Here we go.
I've been a searching all
Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Rob
Spiewak. Stop
Rob. Joe, you want to guess?
Rob.
Yes. Unanimous Rob. Is it you, Rob?
It is. Candy Girl by the Four Seasons.
Candy Girl by the Four Seasons. What's next, Robbie?
Turn off.
It does after a while, probably.
Okay, you can announce your song now.
I Can't Get Next to You by Al Green.
That's Don's.
That's right.
No need for anyone else to guess. I think we should work on this during the commercial break.
You know, why doesn't somebody just go across the street, like the Best Buy or whatever, and pick up an adapter?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
If, in fact, that's all we need, mm-hmm. You know who would probably know would be our trusted listeners.
Yeah, we might really have to bite the bullet.
Oh, no.
Well, you're a man of principle.
No, no, Mike. Come on.
What if I picked it up off the air?
No, just think back. Think back to those calls we took between 3 and about 4:15 today.
Yeah.
You pick up, you'll get the caddy.
Yeah, you've used headphones with that iPod.
Here's the thing. With the iPhone, I have noticed that the headphones that came with have a slightly different business end than the business end on a standard pair.
So an adapter, the question is, do they make a headphone adapter for the iPhone?
Right.
That is the simple question.
A good question.
And you know what? There's no reason why Joe can't answer the phones.
I'm sure that we don't need Mike. Huh? We don't need our listeners. We can Google it ourselves.
Google it ourselves and we'll find out.
Joe, get on that interweb.
Google it thyself.
Or simply even easier than that, really, old style communication, make a phone call up to the Best Buy here in Rockville. Mm-hmm.
Or we could just play the game with song titles.
That's not going to work. And half the fun for this game, for me personally,
trust me,
busting you out for some of the songs on your iPhone.
Trust me, I am kidding. I don't want to announce the titles.
No.
It's very close. There's a Radio Shack right up the road, too.
All right. Well, Joe?
In fact, Radio Shack would be the better place to call. Do you not agree?
I'm looking it up. I'll find it, and I'll go get it.
All right. Good man. Thank you very much, Joe. We got a break. Oh, lots of calls coming in. Lots of people that could help us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fooled you. Didn't answer. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm having trouble getting into this now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When we created Tribeca, we wanted to capture all the emotion, all the energy, and all the power of a movie. See for yourself, Tuesday on Fox. Do another? Yeah, that's all right.
One more.
Good.
Generally more energetic than...
I'm sorry, I got... that's energetic. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes. Okay. Excuse me.
Good.
No.
Tuesday and Fox.
No. Sorry. I'm not selling cars, okay?
He's not selling cars. Bobby De Niro.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here it is, Mike. The Belkin headphone adapter for iPhone.
Oh, those tricky little people at iPhone, they made a little hole that was the wrong size.
What's up with that?
Belkin headphone adapter for iPhone allows you to connect any headset to your iPhone. Simply attach one of the adapter to the recess audio jack of your iPhone. Blah, 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 blah.
Bee, 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 bee.
$3 at 99 cents. We have sent Joe out to secure said item.
He's not back yet.
He's not back yet.
When do you expect him back, Rob?
Thursday.
Thursday, noon.
Now, if you're just in your car now and you're noticing a lack of phone calls, it's only because things went not great. It was not a meltdown situation.
No, not at all. Not even close to that.
Today, there was just a sprinkling of Johnny Idiot in every single call that we took. There was...
Yeah, I mean, and severe idiot in the last one. The guy from Sacramento.
A drunk caddy. Another guy, like with a name game joke, and then the guy that didn't know that he was talking to us.
And then it seemed that when they would finally figure out they were talking to us, they had such agendas that they didn't want to have any kind of discourse.
It had to stop.
They wanted to just plod along, and the plodding is what wore us out today.
Sometimes, you know, as we get older, I think we should really just admit it. I feel like Rocky Balboa at some point. You and I have taken on any and all comers, and sometimes it gets to be too much when you're fighting not only with management and you're fighting with other disc jockeys, but when you answer the simple phone and the person on the other end who's supposed to love and adore as we love and adore and cherish our listeners.
I feel like I could do it for years.
How many?
Oh, that depends. I would say a good solid one.
Anywho. We had some bad experience. We were spotting after the first hour of the show.
We were spotting. You know, we basically took a tissue, we saw some blood, and we decided it was time to take a break.
And generally speaking, out of spite, we ordered Joe to
busy up the phone lines.
And that was a fun moment because when he does it, at least on my side of the console.
Mine too, Mike.
I get to see those lovely X's all the way down. And it really does look like they're sleeping. And now I see here, as we're talking about it, they begin again.
They're throbbing.
They begin again, and they're hoping. They're holding out hope.
Well, I just want to say to those of you who are listening now, maybe weren't listening before, yeah, it's not your fault.
Right.
But maybe, though, those of you who are joining us now after a hard day of work, maybe tomorrow you could help the show out and call earlier. Maybe adjust your work schedule.
I think that's really it. I really do believe that in the middle of the show, the part between about 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, we get people that actually really do participate and participate well.
I blame daylight savings.
I blame it too, Rob. I think you're absolutely right.
It might be a factor.
I really think that is a factor. I think people have been talking about the fact that they are very strangely affected this time with our daylight saving. That's a new time, right, that we've done it this year?
Yeah, we did it on the end of October.
Anyway, that's why we've not answered the phone. It's nothing personal. Uh-huh. Don't get your panties in a roll about it. We'll go back, take calls sometime soon.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just not right now. We have a picture we're going to put on our website today, and we are not going to make fun of the person in this picture.
Okay.
We are not going to, Rob. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, let me see it.
We are not going to make fun of this beautiful little girl, Mike. This beautiful little girl named Lakshmi Tama. She was born in India. She's beautiful. She has... She has four arms and four legs.
Wow.
And there's a picture.
They're going to remove half of them.
They sure are, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, isn't that a good reason to log on DonnaMikeWebsite.com?
I think
it is. Oh, my God. And do two of each of them work? So when they get rid of the ones that are, like extra?
She's like a spider girl. Uh-huh.
She lives in a web.
She looks totally amused with her mom sitting there.
Sure.
Mom, you know, with all the sari and the Indian thing, not bad looking.
All right, here's the thing. She was born conjoined.
Oh.
The twin only had a spine, legs, and arms.
Oh.
No head and no organs. I guess that one's named Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Anyway, the twin is fused upside down pelvic bone to pelvic bone. Pelvic bone to pelvic bone.
Now, you and Jim aren't twins, are you?
My brother and I, no.
Okay.
So this chick, the girl, has four legs. And
fascinating,
two,
right?
Four legs. And if you look at the picture, but four legs and two arms below her waist.
Since it's a still picture, do all the arms and legs move, or are some of them just flopping around there? Probably, I would imagine, some of them are just dead weight.
They move around, and when I saw this thing on the news, it was garnering a lot of attention not because the girl's a freak, but because people in India think she's some kind of Hindu sign from God.
Well,
oh, yeah.
That famous Hindu
like
thing.
Like one of those things that got the Jimmy right. legs going 8,000 different ways.
Remember, wow. We had evidence of a conjoined twin that had another face on
right.
the side of his face. Remember,
right.
the other face could cry and laugh.
Face. Anyway, it's a beautiful picture. We're not making fun of that girl.
We're just making memories.
There she is. She looks like
Will she be able to walk when she gets the surgery done?
She won't be able to walk, but boy, can she type.
She's actually, she's going to go to the police academy for traffic direction.
Mike, I got a question for you.
Bada bing.
This is my daughter's Squid.
I'm here.
Are you aware of Brad Garrett?
Brad Garrett?
Right, that guy. Okay, you know him?
Yes, Raven.
He's divorced.
Right.
We're going to play Guess That Alimony.
Okay.
I know you love these games.
They make me cry.
Brad Garrett is divorced. And he's back on the market. How much is he paying per month in child support?
How many kids does he have?
Two kids. Hey, just like you, two kids.
$5,000 a month.
$20,000 a month in child support.
Okay.
Ooh. How much in spousal support?
If he's paying all that in child support, he's probably paying less. In spousal support, I will say he's paying $5,000 a month in spousal support.
$35,000 a month. Someone got a worse deal than you, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
wow.
How many arms do his kids have?
And well, she was a waitress in Vegas when they met, and he just started on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, bad timing. Ouch. I can't relate to that at all.
And did you hear about my girl? Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace had twins. And like my son, they're born early, which means they're going to be special. I'm Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace.
Born prematurely, don't you know? Nancy Grace, a beautiful.
How long before she's back on the tube? In your
tomorrow.
Humble opinion.
Tonight. And Rob, what is this David Copperfield thing that you have? There is this.
He is a horny dude.
There is some. Hold on, here he goes.
He's a scary guy.
What is this thing?
That is a part of a document that David Copperfield's workers have, and it's basically a checklist for how to go out into the crowd and get the girls.
He is the absolute worst poacher in the history of show business, as far as, have you heard about the rap this guy gives to get women to go down to his private compound in the Bahamas?
Right.
This is only part of the document. TMZ has only got like 3 of 10 pages, but it has the questions that are to be asked and the fact that women that are brought backstage are called scorpions.
Right. Oh, scorpions.
Scorpions. Wow. It's a pretty fascinating read. I hope the rest of the document comes out.
I heard on TMZ, I think it was TMZ, the audio of a phone message that he left this one chick that he got out of the audience, and it is just so smarmy. He apparently calls them up and says, hey, I'm having a party I'd like you to have down, and then the party is just him and
this
girl.
Yeah. Party of two.
Is this from Smoking Gun, the actual script thing?
No, I think it's from TMZ.
Oh, excuse me, TMZ. Okay, here you go, Mike. When you pulled the special meet and greet aside, that's the girl that's been selected from the crowd.
Right.
Use this script as a guideline. So I'll be...
So he's written the script.
I'll be the pimp, and you be the girl in the crowd.
Okay, all right.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. This is exciting.
Did you enjoy the show this evening?
Oh, I love David Copperfield. I really do.
Good. That's what it says, good.
Uh-huh.
My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
I work for David.
Oh, really?
We want to thank you for your participation in the show, and David will be back in a few minutes to thank you personally.
Oh, my God. I'm really going to get to meet him. That's so incredible.
I have a questionnaire for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
It says, hand them clipboard with a form and pen attached.
Oh, my God. Wow.
While they're filling out the form, ask them the following questions. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm from Iowa.
What brought you to Las Vegas?
I had to get treated for my herpes.
Only ask this at a Las Vegas show.
Oh, of course.
What hotel are you staying in?
I'm staying at Mandalay Bay.
Again, parentheses, only ask this in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. How long are you in town?
I'm going to be in town for 2 or 3 weeks.
Only ask this in Las Vegas.
Actually, in 4 days. I'm sorry, 4 days. I'm so confused. When is David Copperfield coming back? Leave him alone.
Who did you come to the show with? Husband? Boyfriend? Friend?
I came with my girlfriend, the ugly fat one that's out in the audience. Still waiting for me, but I don't care. Am I going to be able to do David?
Whenever it feels comfortable, you next take a Polaroid photo of them and hand it to them and tell them to keep it with them. And their form. After small talk, we say, in Las Vegas, okay, stay here, finish filling out the form. I'll be right back with David, and he'll get his picture with you.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
On tour, we will ask a few times if you are ready. And once she's at least halfway through the form, you can radio the people downstairs to go get Copperfield.
Is that sick or what?
Wow.
A whole system. And I mean, not a system to like, have them be part of the show. This is his pickup system.
It's predatory, really. It really is.
It's insane. It's insane. And the whole deal, I guess the girl that got, outed him on all this is the fact that she arrived at his compound down there, and there he was.
Throughout the show, David Copperfield will indicate through stage watch and gestures on stage if he thinks someone has potential for future projects.
Wow.
We speak to these individuals privately after the show. Below are guidelines for this type of meet and greet.
Unreal.
The following supplies are used during the special meet and greet.
Oh, good.
Clipboards, pens, Polaroid camera. Please always check how many pictures are left.
Uh-huh.
Digital camera. Please check battery. Blank photo of David. Only if one of the girls is a scorpion.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A blank photo, like an autograph photo thing?
Yeah, one that he can sign. Hold on, what is this? Jesus Christ. As soon as the show ends, make sure to go directly to the seats of everyone that needs to stay for David's meet and greet. Tell them to remain in their seats and make sure to keep an eye on any of the meet and greet guests that you think have potential for David's future.
Wow.
If David says that a special woman is important, take extra precaution that they stay seated. At any time during the show, get your supplies ready for the next meet and greet. Always have supplies ready by the end of the show in case Copperfield is in a hurry.
Uh-huh. He might be in a hurry.
Oh, this is too funny.
From time to time, boyfriends and husbands will give us a hard time and refuse to stay. If that's the case, try your best to get them to stay and refer to the What to Say sheet for help.
The What to Say sheet. What a lovely suit. Stay over to the right of him.
Yeah. Once you're all set up backstage, either radio another person that you're ready or go out into the house and see if they're ready to pull. When pulling the girl, it's important to be smooth and discreet, especially with a special girl.
Mm-hmm. A potential scorpion.
Yeah. Right.
This is really, really damning stuff. It really is.
What they referred to earlier, if he has them on stage as a volunteer,
right.
He uses code words.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
When you have models in the audience, it's important you put all of the models that were on stage in the special meet and greet, even if David has no interest in any of them.
So he'll look good around them.
The right. reason behind this is to keep our routine the same. Mm-hmm. So if models from one agency were pulled into a special meet and greet during the 5 p.m. show, then during the 10 p.m. show, models from the same agency were not pulled in to a special meet and greet, it could hurt people's feelings.
Right.
Wow.
Remember, the girls will talk to each other.
Wow.
Sometimes they do.
You know, if this guy's pulling this crap, you have to wonder where the hidden cameras are. You have to wonder exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what he does out in the open with his staff.
And then the very last thing on page number 9 under show participation says, once David Copperfield arrives, gives him a Sharpie. You will take a photo.
Once David Copperfield arrives, give him a Sharpie? Mm-hmm.
Give him a Sharpie.
Okay.
You will take a photo of him and her. And one by himself. Then you need to give him the island brochure.
That's probably the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's the Bahamas
thing. That's the lead into the whole Bahamas scale.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sure, Copperfield.
And apparently a lot of other women have said that they went through the same crap. Yep.
Mr. Smooth.
It might have worked back in the day. I don't think it works in this day and age. Women a little too savvy.
How about that?
That is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Well, I think we know, what he's trying to make disappear all the time. And you know what? For all those years that we thought that he was maybe not straight and that he used Britt Eklund as a beard.
Hey, listen, I might have even thought that he was a kid toucher.
Yeah.
You know, I threw that one out there on more than one occasion.
Right.
Like, do I owe David Copperfield an apology?
You do.
Hey, but he's got that creep factor going pretty well, doesn't he?
Yuck.
You know, honest to God, You're a Vegas star. You're well known. You've been on TV. You're all over the place. What do you need? And you're not a bad looking guy. What do you need to pull this crap
for? It's pathetic.
It is beyond pathetic. It's weird. It's sick.
And they got two way radios going back and forth. Yeah. The chicks in the front row.
You know, with the rock bands, what they would do it. They'd have their roadies say, "Hey, come backstage." Then they have a big party backstage, and what happens happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is methodical,
calculated.
And didn't they have something in there about David Copperfield's future? For David's future.
Yes.
So for a future, this is all leaning towards a future conquest.
Right.
Him getting laid. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, David Copperfield. Where the hell, for goodness sakes, is the Belkin telephone adapter?
Or anything like it.
The headphone adapter.
For the iPhone.
The adapter is with Joe.
Do we have Joe's cell?
We do.
Dial it up, please. Be alive.
There he is.
He walked in the door.
He walked in the door. Good timing, Joe. Good job.
Hi, Joe.
All right.
Don, don't call him because he's here.
Hi. Thank you, Joe. Well done.
Joe, we were just going to call you. It's perfect.
If it wasn't rush hour like hell out on the pike, it would have been sooner. But
where'd you get it? You get it at Best Buy or Radio Shack?
Radio Shack, and that's the piece. So.
Very good, man. Let's get busy. Okay, cool. We'll come right back, and we will play the full edition of Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
Outstanding, Private Pile.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Just give all of these Copperfield things to you, and you can just...
Thank you. I'd like to study those.
White out on his name and write your name in the next time we do an appearance
crayon,
somewhere.
Yes.
God, all those years we were doing those live shows.
If only we'd known.
What were we doing wrong?
If only I could have seen.
Everything. Hey.
Someone give me a Sharpie, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, iPod stuff coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What the bleep happened here?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty.
Are you drawing the picture,
Mike? I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on
Mike's
his script
right
while
now.
We were having right. notes That's or nice. Something like that.
Got to always get to the end of that tape.
Never seemed to be an issue.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
Wow.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure, boy.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure.
Sharpie. Wine men's rooms.
Sure there, boy.
Sharpie high.
Everybody ready to play?
Wine.
Yes.
Ready.
Because we got the iPods.
Wine.
Because we did it one time before, and it was pretty good.
Wine.
It's fun. It's fun when we're today we're playing with ourselves.
We have five iPods.
Uh-huh.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Joe.
Beer, Buzz.
Bong. Or what was that thing? Is
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Me, you,
you, me, bar, beers, buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
That's the guy from the office. Whose iPod is it anyway?
All right.
Let's say all five iPods are here. Let's play the game.
All right, let's begin.
Do it, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Deal it.
Look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an
angel. Pretty obvious. I'm going to say that's Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak.
It's Rob's.
Joe?
Anything before 1960 is Rob.
Robbie?
Unless it's Don Geronimo!
Oh! Good gotcha. Bluff on your part.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, it could have been Rob's.
Yes, it could have been.
It could have been. I really didn't know that was mine. Hey, mine works now.
Very
okay,
good.
Whose iPod is it anyway? Go.
Huh?
These are our real iPods with our real songs that we listen to. The iPods are on shuffle. What is this? Ugh, is that the Gin Blossoms?
It is.
Mike.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Joe?
I'm going to say Mike.
Robbie?
The answer is Joe.
Joe!
Wow.
Did you guess your own iPod?
I did.
You can't do that.
I have some Gin Blossoms in there. It could have been. And I did that to throw you.
All right, here's the next iPod. Whose iPod is it anyway?
Here we go.
Okay. He's actually plugging and unplugging these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting shuffle.
Right.
Wait for it.
Uh-huh.
Shall I fast forward?
It's exciting, isn't it? It's a video? I'm going to guess Buzz based on what we just heard.
Me too, Buzz.
No, you're way off. It's Thriller, and it's Mike.
Oh, it's Thriller.
Mike's.
All right. Wow.
I thought it was
Put
porno.
It on the music. Put it on the music.
Are we back to the iPods now? Somebody else's iPod?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is, what's his name? Kenny Chesney. I'm going to guess Mike O'Mara.
I'm going to say Rob Spiewak.
Is this Kenny Chesney? Isn't this No Shoes, No Shirt, No Dice?
It's got to be Mike O'Mara's iPod.
Joey?
Got to be Mike.
I have no idea, but if you'd like, I'll talk it up. Yes, it is mine, and ladies and gentlemen, this is Kenny Chesney. Now, that's the first post, of course.
I like rape.
Robbie, whose is it? Mike O'Mara.
I've been up all week, working 6 days a week.
See, that's...
I got whatever, but the soles of my feet.
That is one that would be on mine as well.
Yeah, I like that
really?
Song.
Yep.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. No problem, rather.
I get going, but I can't stay along now. Cause I'm tired.
I'm going to say Don's.
Can't heat.
I've been dogged around.
I'm going to guess Joe.
Well, Rob? Oh, Rob's playing him.
I'll say it's Joe.
Joe?
Gotta be Don.
Yeah, that's where I wanna go. Whose is it?
One of mine.
One of Robbie's. All right.
Rob's speed bumps.
Like that one.
How do we do this and keep track now?
We're not. We're just not. Playing.
Okay. Yeah. All right, roll it.
Playing
roll
for the fun one. Of it.
Just playing cards for the fun of it.
I'm going to tell you one thing, listen to our iPods. We sure are white, aren't we?
I'm going to say Buzz.
I agree with you, Mike. I vote Buzz.
I'm going to say Joe.
Joe?
I'm going to say Mike.
Robbie, who is it?
Three Doors Down belongs to Buzz.
Buzzy! That's one of the songs he puts in just to impress chicks.
That's right. And it works.
Right.
All right, throw another one. Throw another iPod on the fire, Rob.
Here we go.
Whose iPod is it anyway? Roll it, man. Yeah. Al Green. I'm going to guess Buzz.
I'm going to say Rob.
I'm going to say Don.
Joe.
Rob.
Robbie.
No, it's yours.
Yeah.
Ah. See, you did that thing where you identified it right away.
Yeah.
That was a good double psychology thing that you did. See how you did that?
But I can identify a lot of them right away.
I know you can.
Prove as my savant thing.
Right.
But
right.
I did steal that from you, like the double fake out.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I like to do it with callers.
All right, roll another one, Robbie. Oh, callers, that reminds me.
Don and Mike show. Can't do that one.
Love was the last thing I had on my mind.
The Babies, Isn't It Time?
Yes. I'm going to say Joe.
I'm going to say Rob A.
I'm going to say Joe Olson.
Joe?
I'm going to say Buzz.
Just trying to.
The song is Isn't It Time by The Babies. Mm-hmm.
Mine, baby.
It's wow. Rob Speed Bumps.
Okay.
What'd you make a face for?
Here we go again.
With Rob just playing
two out of the last four.
All of Rob.
Well, he's got to mix it up.
You're paying attention.
You know what, Mike?
I'm counting right now. Here he goes. He can't stand. If he could, he'd play all his own songs.
Roll it. Roll another iPod.
Then let's have this one. Roll it.
Faggot.
Spring was never waiting.
Donna Summer. I'm going to guess this is Mike O'Mara. As we
followed in. You said faggot. I'm going to say Don's.
I'm going to say it's Mike's.
Joe?
It's got to be Don's.
Rob?
It's Gay Mike O'Mara.
It's Gay Mike
O'Mara's. Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Faggot, I knew it.
Faggot.
I wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
Hey, don't worry. Thank you for that that rousing endorsement, though, Joe.
It's not that bad a song, and I was a disco DJ. I was a club DJ.
Roll another one. Come on. We've all got our own warts.
Oh, yes.
And our iPods. Oh, is this the Stones live? Sounds like the Stones. No, it's not. What is this?
It's pretty.
I'm going to say Joe.
I'm going to say Buzz.
I'm going to say Joe.
Joe?
I'm going to say Rob.
Joe all over.
What is it?
Joe all over.
What is
Joe.
It?
Joe.
The Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Joe, angry young man.
Uh-huh.
All right, roll another one, Robbie. Roll another one.
This is interesting.
Whose iPod is it anyway?
I love this. This is
anywho.
Fun.
Gives insight, doesn't it?
Hold on. Here we go. Don.
Buzz.
I'll say Don.
Little Miss Joe.
Rob. That day he left. It could be mine, but it's yours.
Yeah, it's mine.
Done. But that was all.
Buzz Skag.
He ain't coming back.
Lead up. Whoa.
Let's do another one. All right, another one on us, Robbie.
So much technology.
I can hear him when he switches the plug.
I love the clicking.
God.
Okay. Rob.
Can't quite place it.
Rob.
Okay, Rob, you seem to know. I'm going to go with you.
I'm going to say Joe.
Mike.
The magic of Buzz.
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 Stairway to heaven.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic.
I'm going to take away your iPod card. Yuck, Buzz. P-U.
That was a surprise. That was a surprise one.
P-U. All right, well, stand by. Buzz, is the world breaking today?
No.
Is the world
we're breaking
in half?
We're fine.
Or can we move on with this fun?
We can play.
Okay, when we come back, we'll do more of this, and I think we'll also maybe have Rob just do five in a row from each of us.
All right.
Okay.
On shuffle.
Oh, all right. Dear. Very good.
Oh, that can't be
to get
good.
Kind of the texture.
Uh-huh. I think that's a great idea.
Of what each fella's iPod is about.
Very, very cool.
All about. Be right back. Oh, yes. No. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ants! The goddamn phone's
ringing. Oh, Mr. Bevan, please.
I can hear it.
Hello? I thought you told those assholes never to call here this late.
Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this asshole right now.
Hello?
Lance! Vincent! I'm in big trouble, man. I'm coming to your house.
Whoa. Whoa, hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
I got this chick, she's f***ing ODing on me.
Well, don't bring her here. I'm not even f***ing joking with you, man. Do not be bringing some f***ed up poop out to my house.
No choice.
She's ODing?
She's f***ing dying on me, man.
Got dandy.
Okay, well, then you bite the f***ing bullet and you take her to a hospital and call a lawyer.
Franco! Franco!
This is not my f***ing problem, man. You f***ed her up. You f***ing deal with this. Are you talking to me on a cellular phone?
Prank call.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller. Prank caller.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, little brains.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Maybe one of you can play and win a prize on the iPod thing, huh?
Gracias.
Gracias. No, no problem.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah, baby. All right, we will open the phones. And we will take a call, maybe.
Maybe.
Play the game. See if someone guesses whose iPod is it anyway. To give everybody an equal chance to win, why don't we just do a brief personality profile?
All right.
Boy.
Oh.
On each man and his particular iPod.
Uh-huh.
Rob will just shuffle through five songs.
On each man. Shuffle each of them each time.
For each of the cats on the show mm-hmm. to let you know what we're all about musically.
Should we announce who it is ahead of time?
Yes.
All right. This is the music of Mike O'Mara.
Okay. Mike's first 5 year on shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Black Betty.
All right. Black Betty.
Next one from Mike. What is this?
It's Frampton. I got the whole album, and it's all over my iPod, and I can't avoid it.
All right. Third one from Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, classy. Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Here it comes. He's a sad clown.
That's an aria from Madame Butterfly.
All right, now Mike's fourth on his shuffle, so you know what he's all about right. musically.
Four. Yeah, baby. It's Buddy Rich, Mr. Lucky. It's the scene, it's my theme song.
And one more for Mike, please, for ML. ML O'Mara.
Whoa.
More Frampton?
Frampton again.
Yeah, get rid of Frampton. That's the whole album.
Better.
Is that one of my kids?
Maroon 5.
Oh, Maroon 5.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember downloading that.
This is yours, faggot.
That's the second time you've called me that. You know what happens the third time? Huh?
Faggot.
I'm just getting ready because I know that I'm going to have a bunch of faggot bombs thrown my way.
Oh, me too.
All right, that's
very good.
Good representative sample, Mike. You should be proud of that. You should be.
I'm not.
It's all right.
This is mine. This is
yours. It's eclectic.
Here we go. Five shuffles.
This is Elvis, baby.
What Elvis song is it?
A Fool Such as I Are. Such as I Are. All right, that's my first shovel, Elvis.
Pardon me.
Not bad.
I don't know where else is going to be. Yeah.
James Brown.
Is that Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Yeah,
yeah.
Paul Revere and the Raiders doing Searching?
It's an old soul song. All right. I dig it. Okay, third one.
Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Dum-ba-doo-ba-dum, dum, dum, dum,
dum.
That's
the Beach Boys, right?
Come Go With Me?
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum-ba-doo-ba-dum. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, that's my third one.
Uh-huh.
What?
Number four.
This is more Boz Scaggs.
Okay.
And number five. Number five. You can call me a faggot anytime.
What is this? What is this?
The cat's name is Tony Burrows, and he was the lead singer for a bunch of bands like Edison Lighthouse.
Okay.
Okay. And right. White Plains.
Not familiar. He's nice, gay.
Was that four or five?
That was five.
Seemed like a thousand.
That was five.
About five of buzzes. Five of buzzes.
Here we go. Strap yourselves in. I'm getting ready for a wild ride.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
Let's psychedelicatessen. Never mind.
Yeah, let's get right to that, Hendrix.
Rolling.
Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Shocker. Okay.
Right. Little Marley.
What about we?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather have a root canal.
Buzz's second one, please. Buzz's second.
You and me both on that one.
I'd rather have
versus
Marley.
Marley.
You guys play this one a couple
times. Faggots. Is this Will to Power Boy? Baby, I love your way.
Also on my Frampton album,
sure.
But
it's a Frampton song.
But you have the real version.
Mike. I have the good version.
Not the disco version. Buzzer's third?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Fountains of Wayne.
Great song.
Yeah, good one, like, Buzz.
Great song, Buzzy.
All right.
Dodge
another one for Buzz.
Number four.
Number four for Buzz.
So you too.
Okay.
Faggot. Uh-huh. Faggot.
I will say, out of all of ours, I've enjoyed Buzz's the most. Which is really no surprise, is it?
And one more for Buzz.
Quite a variety.
Turn off that Madonna.
From Marley to
like
Madonna.
A virgin.
One more. And then the Thompson twins.
And the Thompson twins.
Yours is worse than mine.
Yeah.
Your five is worse than mine.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
All right, Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins,
right.
By Buzz. Robbie, throw yours on.
All right, let's see. The mind. Now, Spiewak has, thousands of songs.
He has
more songs than anybody else. He's
8,000 songs.
The greatest archive. It's truly amazing.
Come to me, oh, I'm lonely.
Who's that?
Otis Redding.
Oh, wow. That's
later.
Great.
All right.
See, that's why already he's deeper than anything I could.
Robbie's second one.
When an irresistible
Sammy Davis
Jr.
I might be stealing Rob's iPod.
That is Rob's second.
After those first two songs.
Here's Robbie's third. Jingles.
W-A-V-A.
Rob's third is Jingles.
Doesn't really count, though, does it?
Favorite jingle
they do. Rob listens to those like songs.
Right.
Rob's number four. On his iPod.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be.
What is that?
Who
Buddy
is that?
Buddy Holly.
Is that? That's old Buddy Holly, right?
Damn, Rob.
Not that there's any new Buddy Holly. But that's like before the big hits, right?
One more from Rob's iPod, please.
Oh, great song. Oh.
Elton John is a gay.
Yep.
Island girl. All right, Rob.
That's a good. That's a strong selection right there, in my opinion.
And now let's go to Joe's five.
All right, here we are.
So you get kind of a taste of what we're all about.
I'm looking forward to this one.
See if we recognize any of these.
This will surprise you.
Okay.
Oh, Stones.
Okay.
Joe.
He loves the Stones. All right, number one, Stones. Number two. like that. What is that, Joe?
That's Sugar Ray Falls Apart.
Yeah.
All right. This, it just says track six.
Here's Joe's third.
Okay, here we go. Hey, don't take your life away.
Wow. Get high.
Andy Dick.
It's Heroin Rock.
What about we?
Okay, turn that off. Whatever
what,
that
what
was.
Is that, Joe?
Joe?
That's Simonized by Pete Yorn.
Sure. Here's Joe's fourth.
Number four.
Went out walking through the wood the other day.
If I found this iPod, I'd throw it away. What is that? Is that the Stones?
Yes, yes.
All right, is. What's Joe's fifth, please?
Quote of the day on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe's fifth.
So when he said he loved me, I just had to say I know.
God, you're squirrely. What is that, Joe?
I believe that's the Terry. That's the song Terry. It's a 12-inch remix by Kirsty MacColl.
Right.
Ah.
And by the way, that last Stone song was 100 Years Ago Today featuring Billy Preston on the organ.
Oh, now I like it.
Great.
All right.
Now all right. Know. Now that you know a little bit about us.
Very good. Let's find out a bit about you.
Now that you know a little bit about us, let's turn on the lights. Let's see what you know about us and what we know about you.
Hey.
All right. Everybody's been very good. It's been almost 2.5 hours that we've had the phone banned today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very.
Shall we open it up, Mike?
I think it's a great idea. Very successful.
Shall we?
It's your call.
No, friend.
Your call.
You were madder than I was.
You know, people have been very patient today. They've waited all day long, and I say, let's keep it banned. Let's keep them banned today.
I think that's a good idea, Mike.
Let's pick our own songs. No, I'm kidding, of course. We can take a call.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don't F it up.
I am an anarchist. I am an antichrist.
See, that's it. F it today. F it today.
That's kind of why we didn't take any more calls.
Right.
That's perfect proof.
I mean, really, we're just getting someone to play the game. F it.
Hey, Don, it's the Antichrist again.
We were asking too much.
That was the whole show. And the first caller, and he's just been sitting there waiting to go, I am the Antichrist.
What, Joe?
That was the guy who does the readings of songs. He was doing a Sex Pistols song.
Oh.
Well, did you? That was on screen, correct?
Right. But I recognized him.
Is it really the same guy?
Because normally doesn't he have a voice like that?
Is he like snot running down
his
nose?
He still blew it. Rob's right. He still blew it.
Yeah.
Too obscure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Danger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hi. How are you? Right. Like I said, it's just, it's something.
It's that day. It's the day.
Something in the air tonight, as Phil Collins sang.
Great phone. Orc gang.
We'll just continue and playing with ourselves.
Uh-huh.
All right, roll it, Rob. We'll just guess. It'll be one-on-one guessing or whatever. Whatever. Just do
free
it.
Free for all.
Play something.
Whose iPod is this?
I'm guessing Rob Spiewak.
I'm going to say yours.
I'll say Joe's.
Joe?
I'll say it's Rob's.
What is it?
It's Paul McCartney and it's Joe.
Joe.
It's Joe.
I was right.
Yeah, I knew it was Joe as soon as Joe guessed. As soon as Poker Face guessed. I knew it was Joe's.
Try another one, Rob. Try
right,
another one.
I feel the tears, but all I can hear are those words that never were true. Spoken to her.
Based on the five in a row, I'm going to guess Joe's.
I'm going to guess Buzz.
I'm going to say it's Don's.
Joe. I go with Don.
Robbie?
Big D.
You know yeah.
It's Donnie's.
The monkey's words.
Mm-hmm. Words. Do, 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 do.
Put another one in, Rob.
All right, hold on.
Put another log on the fire.
Thank you.
Log splitter.
So many buttons. And...
Emotions best of my love. I'm going to guess that this is... It's either... Mike's or Rob's? I'm going to say Rob.
I'm going to say Rob.
I'll say Rob.
Joe?
Rob. It's Mike O'Mara's soul music.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara's soul music.
Yeah. Got to be real.
No, that was Best of My Love.
Sorry.
By the Emotions.
Same. So sorry, same. Sounds the same.
Thumpity thumpity.
How's that?
It sounds the same.
Roll another one, Robbie.
Here we go.
Mike.
Rob.
Mike.
Joe.
It's got to be Rob.
It's me. It's Led Zeppelin.
It's Rob.
It's Led Zeppelin. It's Robbie and Led Zeppelin. Get the lead out.
Just a bunch of guys playing a little country music.
No Stairway to Heaven.
Shall we try again?
Why not? We're going to do it tomorrow, so we might as well start today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. And I would love to play your game, and I promise I won't be a screw-up like everybody else.
You know,
thank
that's a
God
good
for
winning
you,
attitude.
Thank
to
God for you. Thank God.
Very
thank
good.
God. Thank God. All right, darling. Identify whose iPod this song is from.
Okay.
Shy Lights. Sounds like Chai Lights, but it's Shy Lights. Whose is that?
I will say Buzz.
Buzz.
Rob? That is one correct lady.
Hey, you are right, lady. Way to go. You were nice coming into the game, and you won.
Winner.
Thank you. I told you I wouldn't screw it up.
That's right.
You want to go for a double or nothing?
I guess so. Let's give it a try.
Being as the prize we've given you right now is Dick.
Nothing.
Let's see if we can make it two dicks.
Very good.
Roll it, Robbie.
Hold on, I have to switch iPods.
Switching iPod.
Oh, that's Mike's iPod.
With some bonus O'Mara.
We know that one already.
Hold on.
Hey, what's your name, honey? Any idea?
Diane in Charlottesville.
Diane, thank you, Diane. Boy, do we need your call today.
Very nice.
Where were you 3 hours ago, darling?
I was at work. I'm sorry.
All right, listen up, Diane.
Whose iPod is that?
I'll say Robbie.
Rob?
Oh, Rob?
Joe.
Oh, that's really? Joe. I'm surprised.
I thought it would be Mike.
I am surprised. I thought it would be Buzz's.
What was it? Christy McCall.
Again.
Who?
Exactly.
I keep thinking it's the astronaut.
Yeah.
Very popular.
It's a lot of surfing.
But who's the, what's the astronaut lady?
Christy McCollum.
McAuliffe.
Right. One more. Here you go. Let's see if, now you're down to no dicks. Let's see if you can win one again. Boys are back in town.
I'll say Dawn.
Robbie? Mike.
Oh, oh, it was mine.
That one could have been on any of your iPods.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
That's the fun. Let's play again with this lady, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Throw another one in for this nice lady. Can you call all day tomorrow, please?
Sure.
Just over and over again.
Brian Adams.
Faggot.
Sorry, I don't mean to influence the
Who do you think it is, lady?
Mike.
Rob? No, I'm sorry. It's the gay Rob Spiewak.
It's Rob Spiewak, but thank you for jumping in on me immediately when the faggot word was used.
You're welcome.
That's okay, Cal.
One more.
Okay.
And this would be for a pile of dicks.
Okay.
Here we go.
As soon as you want the music to stop, just ring in by saying moo.
All right. And I won't try to throw you off by saying fag.
Is this Dan Steely? I got a sneaking suspicion. Who do you think that is? Whose iPod?
I say Dawn.
Honey, you're so wrong.
Buzz Burbank.
I've got the Steely Dan.
Dan Ouch. Steely.
I'm sorry.
You know.
I tried, though.
Did you hear the way he said that?
What did he say?
I've got
he
the Steely Dan.
He just said it in his penis way. I've got the Steely Dan.
I missed it. I wasn't tuned into it like women would.
We do have $100 for you.
Oh, thank you.
And our thanks for listening. And let's roll one more, Robbie.
All right.
Maybe she went $200.
Here we go. Double or nothing.
Last one. Here we go. Right. Time to eat crow. Sheryl Crow. Whose is that?
I'll say Dawn.
Ow.
Damn.
Ouch. Whose was it? Eating Joe there.
Eating Joe Crow.
Joe!
Oh, I never would have guessed Joe.
Me either.
Nor would I.
Darling, aren't you wonderful? Thank you, $100. And really, thank you. Saved our friggin' show today.
I love you guys so much.
Thank
I
you.
Listen to
and
you.
We love you.
You make me laugh my ass off. Thank
call
you.
Call tomorrow. Please call tomorrow all the time. All the time.
You're
every
welcome.
Call.
Anytime you are welcome.
Every all day. The time. All
thank
the
you
time.
So much.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Mm.
Mommy boobies.
Mm. Just had a feeling.
Uh-huh.
Buzz?
Yes.
We have time for some headlines.
We could do that.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, shout after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Yep.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Buzz Girdley and some news. Brought to you tonight by TGI Friday's Restaurants. With the three-course menu is back. Give me more Fridays. And now we'll look at news and comments. Here is Buzz. But first, Rob with stats from the iPod game because Mike was yelling at Rob. Not yelling. Using his outdoor
screaming.
Voice.
Uh-huh.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
I was not.
That Rob was playing all of the songs from his own iPod.
Thank you, Gene. Mike had six songs. Don had five. Buzz was six. Joe with four, and myself with five.
Liar! Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
How the hell are you?
I'm all right. Presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich today introduced a measure to impeach Vice President Dick Cheney. Don't get excited. This is actually the last thing the Democrats want because they're afraid of the backlash. Republicans actually helped push the matter to the House Judiciary Committee, hoping it'll hurt the Democrats next year.
How little I know. Kucinich is the one with the hot young girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the short guy. He's the elfin-like guy from Ohio.
I only know because every time I turn on a comedy show, they have a child dressed as a man with a full-grown hottie next to
him. He's a very, very popular punching bag.
He looks like he could be in Fred Claus.
He could be in Fred Claus.
Portrayed by a woman on Saturday Night Live this past week.
God.
The price of oil topped $97 a barrel today. Next stop, 100.
Incredible!
You know the U.S. dollar's in trouble when even a supermodel won't accept it. The world's richest model is reportedly refusing to be paid in U.S. dollars.
You know, and I'm not a, you know, Ed Anger kind of guy, but you know what I say? Screw you. Get out of the country then and go over there and model over in Europe all
the time.
You know
what I would pay her with, Mike? Knuckle sandwiches.
That made me mad. You know what?
Giselle Bundchen will reportedly accept almost any
that
currency.
Bitch!
Except the dollar that's dropped 34% in value in the last 6 years.
I know what kind of currency she likes.
I'll give you a protein shake. How would that be?
Hasn't she been paid in Brady dollars?
Didn't you already squeeze out a baby with a little cleft chin?
Giselle Bundchen.
Tom, terrific.
And as if our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan didn't have enough trouble, some tight asses back here want to further restrict the troops' access to pictures of naked women. The Pentagon allows the sale of Playboy and Penthouse to the soldiers, but the American Family Association...
Well, what have we here?
...headed by the ironically named Donald Wildman, says it's porn and still too explicit.
You know, for my money, you go back and you look at the Vietnam War, they had a lot more fun, on leave during that conflict than these guys. I mean, these guys can't go anywhere.
Right.
Anything you want.
Yeah, too buku.
Not so much where they are now.
Right.
You too big. She say, you too big.
Too buku.
The movie is Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
The Don and Mike recommendation, watch the first hour.
That's right. Amen.
A tip of the Denny Crane cigar today to State Representative Jim Dunn of Washington State.
Denny Crane.
This old school lawmaker is accused of making an inappropriate remark to a female staffer, something like, I bought you a drink because I want to take you home.
Denny Crane.
Exactly. Jim says he regrets it now and that he's apologized to the lady. Oh. But he admits he did say it, and he says he understands the gravity of his offense. Jim says he's, quote, sure it was very inappropriate because I do that kind of thing.
Good for him.
Denny Crane.
You know,
Crane.
We live in such an era of political correctness. We were going through a catalog today, my girlfriend and I, Mrs. Fields.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Cookies and treats and thinking, who are we going to order a basket of stuff for and all that stuff. As we were looking through the catalog, said, do you realize this is like a 60-page catalog? We could only find one item that said Merry Christmas on it.
Right, right.
Everything else, because we are so goddamn PC.
Sure.
Everything says season's greetings.
Right, right. Absolutely. It's the way it is. It is. Hey, and any pictures of Mrs. Fields herself?
Yeah.
Is she still still looking hot?
What about the vagina?
Yeah.
And I found a hair in my cookie.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed. Finally, 44-year-old Kendra.
And it was a Kwanzaa cookie.
Kendra Moore of Mesa, Arizona, was born with man parts, but with determination and modern surgical procedures, she's now more of a woman. Her neighbors were not exactly understanding. They argued with Kendra. One thing led to another. Kendra threw an egg at the folks next door.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Ultimately, in her rage, she ran into her house and came out with a BB gun. She's now charged with assault with a deadly weapon and indecent exposure. Because, you see, Kendra reportedly pulled down her pants at one point in front of the neighbor kids to disprove the neighbor's theory that she's really a man.
Awesome!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
No!
That's a man, baby.
A man, baby.
All right, well, listeners, we'll try to do it with you tomorrow. We'll see you then with the all-new episode, okay? And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Peter North Fan Club, buddy.
I have a message for Charlie Stuang Stavelak.
What's that?
Lick it.
Lick it yourself. And get in touch with the truth. Rob.
Charlie.
Hey, retard.
You kill me with that.
Lick it, you retard.
He called me a retard.
Don and Mike go to break.
We're still on the air, Mike.
Oh, all right. Okay, sorry.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You got to play the
right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.